Test 1-2, Grizzlies baseball from Chukchansey Park in just a couple minutes. Stand by. Good evening and welcome back to Chukchansey Park. Grizzlies fans and everybody, wherever you're listening, however you're listening, live in just about 10 minutes from Chukchansey Park in Fresno. We are here for game two of the six-game set to wrap up the regular season between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting San Jose Giants. The Grizzlies come in off a win back on Monday's ballgame, on the Labor Day ballgame, after dropping the last two against Visalia down in Visalia, about 40 miles south of here. Well, they bounced back on Monday with a 5-1 good win over the San Jose Giants, the visiting San Jose Giants. Of course, earlier this week, back on Sunday, they wrapped up their postseason, secured their postseason appearance. The Giants did. The Grizzlies locked out of it this year, but they are definitely still playing for your entertainment and also for their stats, for their skills, and really just to put on a great performance for themselves and for your fans. So, if you haven't come out yet to another game, come check out Grizzlies baseball. If you're tuning in, thank you for tuning in, and if you happen to be in the area, we are definitely still playing ball tomorrow through Sunday. Tomorrow's ball game starting at 6:05. So, let's take a look at the starting pitchers. First, for the visiting Giants. Giants will throw out right-hander Josh Bostic. He comes in with a 2-9 record, 4.62 earned run average. Does the right-hander, John Bostic, takes the mound for these visiting Giants. He's out of Dallas, and he was picked up by the Giants in the eighth round of last year's draft. On the flip side, the Grizzlies toss out McCade Brown. McCade Brown, still working his way back from injury. He missed all of last year with Tommy John. And part of this year, the beginning of this season, he also missed with Tommy John surgery on the road to recovery. He has performed pretty well here in a Grizzlies uniform, coming back from Tommy John in his last outing just last week against Visalia. Went 2 2/3 innings, only gave up one hit. He did allow a run. It was not earned. He did walk 4, which was a career high. He also struck out 4. However, McCade Brown has been really performing very, very well over his last three starts. Over his last three starts, he's given up a combined 2 runs, only one of them earned. He's also given up a combined 2 hits, all of that in just over 6 innings of work. All 3 of those game outings resulting in a loss. However, he only took the decision in one of those 3. The past 2 starts McCade Brown has thrown, well, he's held the opposing hitters really almost to nothing, and he has taken the no decision in those last 2 games. So, we'll take you around the league with the standings Again, the Grizzlies not playing for standings, but they are still playing for reputation as they sit third in the California North Division standings. At a record of 27-43, they face off against the San Jose Giants, who flip that record around, are 34-27 in the second half of the season. Overall, the Giants 71-55 on the year. Fresno 65-61, four games above 500. So, thank you for tuning in wherever you're listening, however you're listening, live on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice. Thank you for joining us this evening. We'll be right back here from Chicchancy Park to bring you lineups, national anthem, and first pitch after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball from Chicchancy Park. I'm Ben Hensley.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Fresno State Night returns to Chicchancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special two for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Chicchancy Park, live from Fresno. We are here for Game 2 of Game 6. In this six-game set to wrap up the year, these Grizzlies, your Grizzlies, face off against the visiting Giants. Giants dropped game one of this series. Grizzlies picked up that win 5-1 back on Labor Day as the umpires and managers make their way out to the field to exchange lineups. Let's go over those starting lineups. First, for the visiting San Jose Giants, leading off in right field and wearing number 10, Lisbel Diaz. The shortstop, Walker Martin, will bat second. The second baseman, Xander Darby, will bat third. Cesar Quintas in center field will bat cleanup. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Robert Hipwell. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Jeremiah Jenkins. Jacob Christian, the left fielder, will bat seventh. Ty Hanchy does the duties behind the plate at catcher. He will bat eighth. And designated hitter, Giancarlo Cio, will bat ninth. These Giants. Of course, the lineup put together by manager Yedwin Diaz. Or Yedwin Villegas. Excuse me, the manager Yedwin Villegas. And backing up these Giants will be their starting pitcher, Josh Bostic. He comes in with a 2-9 record, 4.62 earned run average. We'll go over some more of his numbers later on in this ballgame. And now we will take you down the hometown Grizzlies starting lineup, leading off for your Grizzlies in Steve Solis' starting lineup, brought to you by Toyota, is Caleb Hobson, the designated hitter, back in the lineup this evening. He will bat lead off. Batting second, Aiden Longwell playing first base. Batting third, the shortstop, Braylon Wimmer. Batting fourth, Blake Wright playing third base. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Felix Tena. Center fielder, Tommy Hopfe, starts in the sixth spot. Batting seventh, Tevin Tucker out at second base. The catcher, Darius Perry, batting eighth. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Jason Hinchman. They will face off against Josh Bostic, and they will back up their starting pitcher, McCade Brown. Again, Brown comes in with an 0-1 record in 5 appearances thus far with these Grizzlies this year. He has compiled an earned run average of 6.17, but in reality, that earned run average of 6.17, well, it's been throughout several tough starts as he continues to make his way back from Tommy John surgery. However, Brown has looked very, very, very good in his last 3 starts, giving up only a combined 2 runs, only one of those runs being earned in his last 3 starts, which combines to a total of 6 1/3 innings. So the Grizzlies get set to take the field here. They will take the field wearing their hometown, actually blacktop jerseys, with the white pants, gold numbers on the jerseys, and gold F-slash on the front, wearing the black cap. They will face off against the visiting Giants in their road grays. Very familiar sight for the San Jose Giants ball club, looking very similar to their top-level affiliate, the San Francisco Giants, in their gray uniforms, black cap, orange bill, and the SJ across the front of that. San Jose across the front of their jerseys. As you hear the pregame festivities wrapping up here at Chicchansi. They raise the bear here at Chicchansi Park. If you have never been out to a game, well, come on out. Fans, again, you still have 4 games after tonight. Tomorrow's ball game starts again at 6:50, just like this evening. 7:05 start on Friday, 6:50 on Saturday, and a 12:05 start. All teams will start at 12:05 on that last game of the season on Sunday. So bring your sunshades and come on out to support your Grizzlies. Your Grizzlies may not make the postseason, but they are champions in all of our books. So, folks, thank you for tuning in once again on a somewhat hazy day off in the distance. See some smoke from a couple of fires as you live in the Central Valley. It's a not welcome sight, but a common sight. But looking above that, very, very blue skies, as it is, again, over 100 today, but in the shade, as most of this park is, it is pretty temperate. As the Grizzlies taking the field now, and we will bring you down to the field for the national anthem in just a moment.
Thank you.
And the national anthem and pregame festivities are taken care of, and we are set for baseball here from Chick Chansey Park. Game two of the six-game set, wrapping up the year here at home for these Grizzlies. Grizzlies, again, will toss out starter McCade Brown. Brown with an 0-1 record. Still coming back from that Tommy John injury that he suffered that kept him out of the rotation all year last year and much of the year this year. It has been a long road to recovery, but he has looked good in his last several outings, hitting 96 on the gun, good command from the right-hander. On the flip side, Josh Bostic, will see him hopefully sooner than later, as he will take the bump in the bottom of the first inning, hoping that the Grizzlies can have a quick, clean top of the first against this Giants lineup. Which, again, we will bring you a little bit more about the Giants lineup throughout this ballgame as it continues. And we will bring you, of course, updates also from around the league, as today we will have a few other games to update you on. There were no other games played back on Monday. The Grizzlies and Giants facing off in the only matchup back on Monday afternoon. So again, fans, wherever you may be, however you're listening, live from Chicchansey Park, thank you for tuning in and listening. I am Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. And we are just about ready to get started here as McCade Brown working through his warm-up pitches. So Fresno looking to keep the hot hand writing here after coming away with a W back on Monday. On Monday, we saw some very quality outings, including an outing that evening, or that afternoon, I suppose, by Connor Eaton and Fidel Ulloa, each of which had a fantastic start. In fact, both of them matching numbers against lefties and righties. We'll get you a little bit more information about them as the ballgame continues. But first, here is the first pitch from McCade Brown. It's fouled back, and we are underway from Chicchansey Park at 6:55 on Wednesday. So first pitch, 6:55, is fouled back, and we are underway. 102 at game time as the 0-1 pitch misses outside for a ball. It's one ball and one strike. Wind 8 miles an hour. As the count is even to the leadoff man, Lizbel Diaz. Diaz coming in with a 268 average, 6 home runs, as he uncorks this one to the right side. Deep going back on the ball is Felix Tena. He runs out of room, and it goes foul, and it's a 1-2 count. Actually, the change has been made. Wind at 2 miles an hour. No one's going to question which way the flag was blowing, as the flags look hanging very listless out there in right field. That's good news if you're a pitcher. Not too good if you're a hitter, as the 1-2 is check swing foul at the plate, and we'll do it again here. In the top of the first, Lizbel Diaz leading off for these Giants. He plays right field. Again, 268 coming in, 6 homers, 31 driven in. As these Giants prepare for their postseason play, as he swings and misses at this one, and McCade Brown gets the first man he faces on strikes, and there is one away in the top of the first inning. Lizbel Diaz retired on strikes for the first out, as that brings up Walker Martin. Martin, the left-handed hitting shortstop, he strides in with a 183 average, as the first pitch from Brown is swung on and missed. And McCade Brown is ahead in the count. No balls and one strike. Martin back on Monday going 1-for-3. Singled in the first inning and did not do much after that. He also did walk. Walked in the third. Also had a flyout and a strikeout to his line, as the 0-1 pitch is just outside for a ball. It's a ball and a strike. So one ball, one strike, one out here. Top of the first inning just underway from Chicchansey Park. As the 1-1 from Brown, here it comes. It's lined into right field, and that's going to drop for a base hit. The first hit of this ballgame for either side comes in the top of the first in the form of a Walker Martin single, and he is on board for these visiting Giants. Now keep an eye on that hit total for McCade Brown. Brown has not allowed more than one hit since way back in June. Like June 15th was the last time he allowed more than a single hit. He allowed 5 hits. He also gave up 5 runs in that start against Rancho Cucamonga. The Grizzlies ended up coming back in that game, winning 6-5. Brown giving up all five of the Grizzlies' runs scored against as Xander Darby stands in, takes the first pitch for a strike, and it counts no balls and one strike to the second baseman, Xander Darby. D-A-R-B-Y. That's the 0-1 pitch from Brown. Here it comes. That one is a little bloop into left field, and it's going to drop in for a base hit. And now back-to-back singles with one out. Have runners on first and second. Martin moves up to second base. Xander Darby on with a single. And that was just kind of a dying line drive out there into left field. Darby is going into left field with that pitch. It just kind of kept sinking and sinking in front of the left fielder Hinchman. And by the end of all of the action, well, back-to-back singles. And now the Giants trying to have something happen early in this ballgame. So both of these hits coming against left-handed batters. Now the right-handed bat of Cesar Quintas stands in. He rips the first pitch down the line, foul, and towards the bullpen, and the count moves to nothing and one. So we take a look at Quintas, who comes in at 233. He does have 12 home runs on the year. Does Quintas also 57 driven in as the 0-1 pitch to the Giants cleanup man on the way now is outside ball one, and it's a ball and a strike. So Quintas, his 12 home runs lead this Giants roster, as do his 57 driven in. Dangerous right-handed bat here, wearing number 13, as we hope he grounds into a little bit of luck. There's a ground ball out towards short. Wimmer flips it to Tucker. Tucker on the way to Longwell, and it's a 6-4-3 double play, getting the Grizzlies out of the inning. Top of the first over. We head to the bottom of the first. Grizzlies looking to jump out front. It is scoreless after half an inning. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on StreamGuys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice. We'll be back after this.
2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I can pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special two for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the first inning, no score. The Grizzlies getting the Giants to ground into a double play, getting Cesar Quintas to ground into a double play to round out the top of the first, and now they will stride to the plate. Leadoff man Caleb Hobson standing in, the leadoff man for the Grizzlies, back in his number one role after taking a couple of nights out of the lineup for this Grizzlies squad. 245 on the year. He stands in with five homers, 34 driven in, as the first pitch from Josh Bostic. Here it comes. It is taken upstairs for a ball. And we are back underway here in downtown Fresno. Bostic, last year's eighth-round pick for the San Francisco Giants out of Dallas. As this next pitch is popped foul, and the count's even at one. One ball and a strike. Bostic playing his college days at Grayson Junior College out in Texas. He comes in with a 2-9 record, and this one swung on and missed, and now he's ahead in the count. One ball and two strikes to Caleb Hobson. Hobson, of course, will remind you, last week, hold even with third in the single-season stolen base record, as now time called by Hobson. So before Bostic able to get this next pitch off, Hobson steps out, now steps back in. As home plate umpire Larry Pettis resets the clock, and the 1-2 pitch coming is on the outside corner, just outside, apparently, and that's ball two, counts even. So doing the umpiring again, Larry Pettis behind the plate, Theo Arndt on the bases. As this duo got a chance to talk with them prior to the game, here's the 2-2, is misses outside ball three, and the count's full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Got to talk to Theo Arndt doing his umpiring duties on the bases this afternoon. Well, a couple of weeks back, they had their car broken into as the payoff pitch is inside ball four and a leadoff walk for Caleb Hobson. And he looks to stride into first place or sole possession of third place in the Grizzlies single season stolen base list. He comes in, of course, with 42 stolen bags on the year, as his next one will officially move him into sole possession of number three on the season single stolen base record books for the Grizzlies. This in comes Aiden Longwell. Longwell 314 on the year. Hobson leading off first. Here's the pitch. It misses inside for a ball. And Longwell ahead in the count 1-0. So Aiden Longwell back in his number two spot. That's where he has played a majority of this season, a lot of this season, batting in that number two hole. As he did on Monday. Taking off now is Hobson, and this one's grounded back straight back to the second base bag and score that 6-3, and that's going to be a double play in about the luckiest way that you can imagine. Caleb Hobson, of course, one of the speediest feet on this Grizzlies squad. He likely would have had that base stolen. It was grounded straight back up the middle by Aiden Longwell, and if that had been grounded to any other position, that would have been a routine ground out, and Hobson would be standing at second base, but it was grounded literally about 6 inches to the left of the second base bag. Shortstop Martin scooped it up, did all the work himself out there at second, tossed over to first to complete the 6-3 double play. So two down now in the bottom of the first, and Braylon Wimmer now ahead in the count, 1-0. So we've seen two double plays in the first two half innings as this one swung on and missed. Counts even at 1. Wimmer comes in, 290 on the year, 14 home runs, leads the Grizzlies active squad in that category. 63 driven in as the 1-1 pitch is outside ball two. And the count now 2-1 to Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer the shortstop, this Grizzlies squad. As the 2-1 pitch coming is grounded up the middle, a base hit. And that's the first Grizzlies base hit of the ball game. So the Grizzlies, well, get something going here in the bottom of the first. And the Grizzlies have gotten something going in the bottom of the first, or the top of the first, last week in a lot of their recent ball games. Grizzlies have scored first in 11 of their last 13 ball games. If they're able to score first tonight, that's going to be 12 of their last 14. So really almost an entire calendar week. Actually, almost in calendar 2 weeks, the Grizzlies have scored first as Blake Wright takes the first pitch for a ball. It's 1-0. That first pitch, or that first base hit by Braylon Wimmer pushes his hit streak past double digits into 11 games as now the throw to first, and he's back in safely with a head first slide. So Wimmer has been seeing the ball like it's the size of a beach ball as he currently sits at 11 games after that base hit. We'll bring you some deeper stats after the 1-0 pitch. It is lined into right field. That's sinking fast, and it's going to get down for a single. So just as the Grizzlies allowed back-to-back singles in the first inning, now they have given up, or they have given right back those back-to-back singles as Blake Wright singles to right field. And now with two on and two out, here comes Felix Tena. Now Tena and Wright were the power pair for a couple games last year, or last week down in Visalia. Well, Blake Wright, a week ago today, hit his first home run in a Grizzlies uniform, his first professional home run. And Felix Tena, two batters later, knocked one out of the park. So they each homered in last Wednesday night's ball game as the first pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. And they turned right around and decided to both homer again on Thursday. They liked it so much they sang it twice as the pitch. And now on his way towards third is Longwell. And that ball is going to drop in. There was a fly ball out toward left center field, very shallow left center. Three outfielders converged on it. Nobody could figure out what was happening. And now by the end of the play, Braylon Wimmer will score from second. Blake Wright tried to come all the way around from first base, and he is gunned down at the plate to end the inning. But the Grizzlies take a 1-0 lead on three hits, one runner left. And at the end of one, well, the Grizzlies have done it again. 12 out of 14 games they have scored first. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Valley Live app. We'll be back from Chickchansey Park after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Fresno State Night returns to Chukchansey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special two for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Chukchansey Park. Top of the second, 1-0 our score. Grizzlies jumped out to the lead once again. And that was their 12th time jumping out to the lead in the last 14 ball games. As the first pitch from McCade Brown, here it comes, is in there on the outside corner, called strike one. And we're back underway as Robert Hipwell takes that first pitch for a strike. From McCade Brown on for his second inning of work. Brown on 0-1. This one comes in and hits him. Hits him right on the thigh. Robert Hipwell aboard now with a hit by pitch. And now McCade Brown has allowed base runners in his first two innings. And keep in mind, last week, down in Visalia, his last start in Visalia. Back on the 30th, he did give up four walks, had a little bit of control issue down in Visalia. As the base runner, Robert Hipwell, taking all sorts of time getting down there to first and trying to see if he's walking off what hurts, or he's just taking his time. I think he's just giving himself a little time to shake that leg out, as Hipwell was beamed on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball from McCade Brown, and that fastball is big league level quality. I've talked about that with several of our front office personnel here, as now in strides Jeremiah Jenkins. First pitch to him, misses inside, gets away a little bit, as Darius Perry does not let it get too far away, counts one ball and no strikes. So Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. This one's skied foul, and it'll go out of play. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under the sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. And we thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies, proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies, and Minor League Baseball here in the bottom of the second. The 1-1 pitch now misses outside. Ball two. Two balls and one strike to Jeremiah Jenkins. Jenkins, the first baseman for these Giants, as the lefty-on-righty matchup, right-hander McCade Brown, left-handed batter Jeremiah Jenkins swings and misses at this one. Piece of his equipment goes flying, and the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. We'll see if they will. Indeed, they will give him the time to put his equipment back together. You'll see different umpires kind of give a little bit of leeway to that rule. They have to be back in the box with 9 seconds left on the clock, or it's a pitch clock violation against the batter. This one skied into right field, and that ball is gone. Jeremiah Jenkins, that's his second home run on the season. RBI 4 and 5 for the left-hander. And just like that, the Grizzlies jumped out to an early lead in the bottom of the first, and they've given it right back here. A 2-run home run by Jenkins, and it's 2-1 San Jose. So Jeremiah Jenkins, he got all of that one. And usually, when I have to take the headset here at Chicansey Park, I'll like to get here a little bit early so I can take a look at some of the BP, some of the batting practice. Didn't get a chance to see as much of it today, but that one I did not need to see before BP to know that was going to go a long ways, as the first pitch to Jacob Christian, the number 7 hitter, is fouled off. Counts nothing and one. So Jeremiah Jenkins putting this Grizzlies squad down on the back foot, as the 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike just on the inside corner. And Christian is down on the count, no balls and 2 strikes. So Jacob Christian in his first professional season, this year's 5th-round draft pick for these Giants. Comes in with a .231 average, limited playing time. No home runs yet, 3 driven in, as this one is outside for a ball, and the count moves to 1-2. So Brown still ahead in the count. Both runs given up were earned. So bump that earned run average just a little bit higher, as the 1-2 pitch comes in, and that one gets him somewhere. I'll have to take a look at where that got him. He tried to check his swing, and he went around. And so strike 3 called, and that's a tough way to strike out. But Jacob Christian down on strikes. He tried to get out of the way of that pitch, and well, if we see that on replay, I'm pretty sure that pitch did get him, but looking back on it, the bat did break the plane, and strike 3 called. Strike 3 emphatically signaled by the base umpire in Theo Arndt, and there is one down here in the top of the 2nd inning. 2 across, 1 out, as Ty Hanchy stands in, the left-handed batter. 254 on the year, 3 home runs, 25 driven in, as the 1-0 misses, and it's ball 2. So Ty Hanchy appearing in his 32nd game. These Giants, young Giants squad. A lot of these guys weren't with the squad at the beginning of the year. As this one misses for ball 3, it's 3-0. And now McCade Brown having a little bit of trouble with his control. He's already plunked 1. Physically, he's plunked 2, although Jacob Christian down on strikes, as the 3-0 pitch now is hammered into left field. Hinchman over towards the foul line, makes the catch with about a foot of space before the foul line and about 4 feet of space before the wall, and there are 2 down. Score that F7 on the putout a long way. Hinchman had to run hard to his right, and by the time he came up with the ball, he was on the warning track over there by the left field fence. Made the catch maybe 4 feet, 5 feet from the wall, and then casually bumped into it, as that'll bring up Giancarlo Cio. Cio, the designated hitter for these Giants, takes the first pitch for a ball, and it's 1-0. Cio, .244 average on the year, 4 home runs coming in. And Cio grounds this one, lines this one hard towards third, caught on the fly by Blake Wright, and the inning is over. So quick hands down there at third base end this inning, but not before the Giants are able to push across 2 to respond to the Grizzlies' 1 they put up in the bottom of the first. At the end of an inning and a half, it's 2-1 Giants. We head back to Chicansey Park after this. Thanks for listening on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Valley Live app. I'm Ben Hensley filling in for Stephen Rice. We'll be back after this.
Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Bottom of the second, 2-1 our score. Grizzlies now trail the Giants after a 2-run home run by Jeremiah Jenkins launched these Giants into the lead. Back in the top of the second as Tommy Hopfe leading off. Hopfe takes this first one for a strike, and Hopfe has now been with the team for 7 calendar days. He came up and made his first appearance in a Grizzlies uniform just last Thursday down in Visalia as the 0-1 pitch misses upstairs, a little outside, and it's ball one. Hopfe, of course, Fresno State product, and Fresno State night tomorrow night. Come out to the ballpark, wear your Fresno State gear as this one is laced towards the second baseman, and it's off the glove of the second baseman Darby and into right field. We'll see how they rule that, and that is a base hit I see up there already as Hopfe now reaches with a single, and he stands on first leading off this inning. Hopfe is now 3-for-4 in his last four at-bats. Monday he went 2-for-4 at two singles, and he's now 3-for-4 in his last four at-bats, 1-for-1 on this evening's ballgame, as Tevin Tucker, the second baseman, strides in. Now, Hopfe back on Monday stole his first base in a Grizzlies uniform as first pitch to Tucker misses outside for a ball. It's 1-0. And Hopfe on that steal had us all kind of holding our breath as he went in and, I guess you could say scorpioned it as his feet kind of kicked up a little higher than you want to if you're diving in head first, as this one's blasted out towards left center field. And actually, that jumped off the bat harder than I thought it was flying, as that ball actually tracked down out there in left center field. Left fielder Christian over to make the catch. Score that F7 on the putout, and that ball had a lot of pop coming off the bat, but just too much vertical as it hung up there a little too long. And the left fielder, Jacob Christian, making that catch. And there's one away now for Darius Perry, and Perry, last couple of days, we've been talking about batters and how they kind of use the timeout in their advantage, as this one swung on and missed, and the count's nothing and one. And I don't think anybody uses the timeout quite to their advantage as Darius Perry does. And he uses it really just to fool with the pitchers, as now with 11 seconds left, he calls time and immediately steps into the box. So, if you look at it once, you may think that, you know, Perry isn't quite sure how the timeout rule works. No, he's exactly aware of how it works. In fact, he uses it to his advantage in a lot of different ways. I'm sure we'll see him use it at least once or twice more this evening, as that one is just outside for a ball. It's 1-1. Grizzlies catcher comes in a 176 average on the year. 4 home runs, 24 driven in. As the 1-1 pitch on the way now is Hopfe, the throw down, and it is not in time. He gets in under the tag, and Hopfe with a bit better-looking slide this evening than on Monday. Someone's been practicing a little bit. He is in there with his second stolen base in a Grizzlies uniform. So the pitch was a strike. It's 1-2 now. Darius Perry, but in the meantime, Tommy Hopfe standing on second with his second steal in as many ballgames, as this one's lifted high in the air to the right side. First baseman Jenkins underneath it in foul territory makes the catch, and there are two down. Again, Tommy Hopfe stealing a base just this past Monday, right after his first base hit at Chickchansey Park in a Grizzly uniform. He ended up going 2-for-4 in Monday's ballgame. And again, Fresno State product, Fresno State night tomorrow night. Come out to the ballpark, wear your Fresno State gear, wear your Grizzlies gear. Either way, you're right, as Jason Hinchman, the nine-hitter, comes in. He swings and foul tips this one into the glove for strike one. And he's behind in the count. 230 coming in. 4 home runs, 47 driven in for Hinchman. Hinchman in the 9 hole as the 0-1 pitch to him is inside, and it's ball one. We've seen home plate umpire Larry Pettis call that inside pitch a strike a couple of times already this evening, but it's been to batters who are really crowding the plate, as Hinchman is not crowding it quite as much as some of the other appearances we've seen, as this one's a check swing and he does go around, and it's strike two. 1 ball, 2 strikes. So 1-2 the count. 1-2 the score. Grizzlies trail here in the bottom of the second. Plenty of time. This Grizzlies squad, as the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed, and that ends the inning. So the Grizzlies strand one. One hit, one left, and at the end of two, 2-1, Giants leading the Grizzlies here at Chickchansey Park. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app. We'll be back after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, top of the third, 2-1 our score, Giants leading the Grizzlies, as McCade Brown toes the rubber to begin his third inning of work against the top of the order in Lizbel Diaz, as the first pitch to Diaz is poked out towards third, a sliding attempt out there at third base, and Blake Wright not able to come up with this one, as that one will likely be scored a hit, tough hit to the left side, Blake Wright having to scramble to his left. Trying to make that catch, going down to one knee, and it is indeed a base hit to lead off the inning. For Lizbel Diaz, that brings up Walker Martin. Martin, 1-for-1, he singled back in the first inning. So already 4 hits given up by both sides here in the top of the third inning. So Cade Brown now to Walker Martin, misses with this one for a ball. It's 1-0. So Martin batting 193, slightly better against lefties. On the season, he's hitting 200 against left-handed arms, so we'll see how he's faring against righties in just a moment as this one's skied into left field and out of play, and the count is 1-1. So again, Martin, a bit of a backward split here as he is, in fact, better against lefties, the left-handed hitter, than he is against right-handed pitching. 179 coming in against righties. Martin, even in the count with 1 ball and 1 strike, no outs, and the runner going for second. The throw down is not in time, and a swipe grab and a swipe tag by the shortstop, Braylon Wimmer. And now, Lisbel Diaz, he was in there safely with a stolen base. He's still down. Now he stands up. And he's asking, who tagged me? Who tagged me? Who's got the ball? I don't think Wimmer had any ill intent there. Just trying to get the runner. As there's going to be a runner at second base in scoring position now. Time now called by Walker Martin. As Diaz, that was his seventh steal on the season. Chris Diaz appearing in his 52nd game. He's one of the longer tenured of the San Jose Giants on this year's roster, as this pitch is swung on and missed, and that's strike three. So Walker Martin down on strikes. Good bounce back for McCade Brown. That's his second strikeout on the evening, and it'll bring up the three-hole hitter, Xander Darby. Darby 1-for-1, he singled back in the first, was erased on the double play that ended the inning by Cesar Quintas. Double play was scored 6-4-3. And in the bottom of the first, well, take the four out, there was a double play on the Giants side that was scored 6-3 as the first pitch misses outside for ball one. 1-0 to Xander Darby. Darby the three-hitter, batting .258 on the season, two home runs, and nine driven in. As the 1-0 pitch, here it comes, it's inside, ball two. And the count quickly, two balls and no strikes to Darby. So one away here, top of the second. As Brown looks in, and he works from the stretch, kicks and fires. This one is inside and low, and it's three balls and no strikes. Fans, experience the ultimate party at Chicchansi. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Saloon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChicchansiGold.com. As this one is driven out to right field, and that ball is gone, and it's a 4-1 lead. Xander Darby all over that pitch. Second two-run home run allowed by McCade Brown. And he's got four runs against him, all of them earned. And it is now 4-1. So again, Grizzlies fans, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series at Chicchansi. Check out who's coming at ChicchansiGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chicchansi Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. And we thank Chicchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. So again, the Grizzlies to bounce back here, already trailing three as Cesar Quintas swings and misses at this pitch, and the count is nothing and one. So that home run by Darby, the second one by lefties against the right-hander McCade Brown, as this pitch misses outside, it's ball one. One ball, one strike, still only one out here. Top of the third, two runs across. It's a 4-1 score. As the 1-1 pitch from Brown is inside, and did that go off something, I think, is the question. As from here, it sounded as if there was some noise, and I couldn't tell if that went off the glove or if that kind of chipped off the catcher's gear. And now Steve Solis is going to come out to have a chat with home plate umpire Larry Pettis. He's saying, did you hear what I heard, I think. As I look up onto my screen and see Steve Solis, all right, did you hear the same thing I heard? I heard the ball hit the bat. And from up here, it sounded as if something came from the battery region. Couldn't tell if it was the catcher's mitt popping the ball, but Steve is pointing at his ear saying, I heard something, so just keep your ears open just like your eyes are behind the plate. As either way, the count is now 2-1 as we look in the replay, and that, I think I clipped something. Couldn't tell if it clipped gear, clipped a bat, or clipped the catcher's mitt. Either way, the 2-1 pitch is grounded out towards second. Actually, out towards short. Wimmer now up with it. Throw is in the dirt, and it's going to go into the dugout. So Wimmer on a routine ground ball. And we've seen some dazzling plays out there at shortstop, but that was not one of them. As Braylon Wimmer now scored E6 on that play. Straight error. as I do not believe Quintas would have reached had that throw been online. And just like that, well, still a runner in scoring position, still danger from these Giants bats. And even though the bases were cleared on that home run, it's kind of felt like the Grizzlies are pitching from behind the eight ball for most of this inning. And if it gets on the wrong foot, gets off on the wrong foot, it's very often that it feels that way the entire frame, as this one skied into center field. In is Hopfe, makes the catch, and that's the second out of the inning. Score that F8 on the putout. And really for Tommy Hopfe, that's a tough play to make for several reasons. Well, the first reason is he did not play much outfield in college, and with the outfield of this Grizzlies roster currently, you know, suffering a little bit from the injury bug here late in the year. Partially the injury bug, partially you are really exhausted from what, you know, is a 132-game season, 131 games this year with the canceled game earlier this season, as now a swing and a miss, and the bat goes flying. Jeremiah Jenkins tries to airmail this bat down to the first base coach as he takes the walk of shame towards the coach's box. And you know, I think he got some luck that Nate Keevy, the fundamentals coach down there at first base coaching first, just tossed the bat back to him. As we look again, that bat just flew out of the hands of the left-handed batter, Jeremiah Jenkins. And no doubt about that one, that was a strike, as the bat must have flown a good 110, 115 feet from the plate. He put all his effort into that one. Now on 0-1, this one's fouled off to the left side, and it's quickly no balls and two strikes. Jeremiah Jenkins giving everybody a bit of a wake-up call there. And I was at a game earlier this year down in Visalia. It was a ball that broken bat ground ball, and the bat actually ended up almost going over the netting as this one's fouled back, and the count stays 0-2. And this is back in Visalia earlier this year. The bat almost flew over the netting on a broken bat. And, you know, on one where you see the bat fly foul, you're expecting the ball to be foul, too. It was a fair ball. That was the most interesting thing about that play, is the bat ended up almost over the netting down the right field line, and it was a fair ball as the 0-2 pitch is lined into left field. Back on it as Hinchman reaches up and makes a catch, backpedaling, and that will end the inning. Score that F7 in your playbook, but it looked much more complicated than that. Grizzlies give up two. They do strand one runner, and at the end of 2.5, Grizzlies trail 4-1. We'll be back from Chichansey Park in downtown Fresno. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Fresno State Night returns to Chukchansey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Back here at Chukchansey Park, 4-1. Grizzlies trail the Giants, heading to the bottom of the third inning. Giants leading on the power of two-run home runs. One by first baseman Jeremiah Jenkins and one by the second baseman Xander Darby, as leadoff man Caleb Hobson will lead off the bottom of the third inning, facing Josh Bostic on for his third inning of work, as Bostic misses this first pitch outside. It's ball, as the double check down to the base umpire Theo Arndt, and he agrees as Hobson checked his swing in plenty of time. Hobson let off the Bottom of the first with a walk as he fouls this one back to the screen. It's 1-1. So again, Hobson led off the bottom of the first with a walk, and then he was on his way to second base, and I think he had the bag stolen when Aiden Longwell grounded it up the middle, literally straight back to the bag at second. And had it not been grounded to that exact location, well, Hobson would have likely been safe, as this one's fouled back. Count moves to 1-2. And had Longwell done anything but put that ball in play, or foul it off, there's a decent chance that Caleb Hobson would be in sole possession of the number 3 on the Grizzlies record book for single-season stolen bases. This one is blasted out to left field, and that one you don't have to look twice about. A moonshot by Caleb Hobson, his 6th of the season. And earlier in this ballgame, I misjudged a ball. That one could not have been misjudged by anyone. Caleb Hobson rounds them all, and the Grizzlies have cut this to a 2-run deficit here in the bottom of the third. So Hobson's home run. That one was absolutely pummeled to left field. That one almost all the way to the California building out there on left as Aiden Longwell fouls this first pitch off. It's no balls and a strike. So Hobson's home run puts the Grizzlies within 2 as this one's lined up the middle, a base hit. And now Aiden Longwell on base with a single. So again, that was home run number 6 on the year for Caleb Hobson. And I guess Hobson's going to tell Aiden Longwell, hey, if you won't let me steal the base, I'll just hit it out. As just like that, the tying run, and Braylon Wimmer stands up to the plate. And Wimmer, of course, leading the active Grizzlies roster in the home run total with 14 on the season. As the first pitch to Wimmer, here it comes. That one swung on and missed. And it's quickly no balls and one strike. So a home run to lead off the inning. Aiden Longwell singles. And just like that, the Grizzlies trying to put a little pressure on Josh Bostic here in the bottom of the third inning. As the 0-1 pitch coming, here it is. That one is outside for ball one. And it's a ball and a strike. So Braylon Wimmer standing in. Wimmer is 1-for-1. He singled back in the first inning. Came around to score as this one is outside. Did he go? No, he did not, says base umpire Theo Arndt. And count is 2 balls and 1 strike. Now you're looking at this Grizzlies lineup. There are 6 hits total as this one swung on and missed. And the count's 2-2. So there are 6 hits total for this Grizzlies lineup. Well, those 6 hits belong to the first 6 batters. As each of the first 6 Grizzlies in this lineup has a base hit, as this one's fouled off to the left side, as Wimmer stays alive in the count. 2-2. So again, you look down this line, and well, Caleb Hobson, 1-for-1 with a walk. Aiden Longwell, 1-for-2 with a single. Braylon Wimmer, 1-for-1, as we'll see what Wimmer is able to do here. Bottom of the third with a runner on first. Longwell takes his lead. The pitch outside and in the dirt and slips out of the catcher's glove. But the catcher, Ian Hanchy, able to come up with it. So that ball popped out of the glove there in the lefty's batter box. But Hanchy able to grab it before Longwell is able to reach, and now Longwell was taken off on the pitch as it's popped over to the right side. We'll see if it gets out of play. It does, about 5 rows back into the seats. And much ado about nothing. As the Grizzlies look to try to keep the pressure on against the right-hander Josh Bostic. Now Bostic on 3-2. Here's the payoff pitch going again is Longwell. He is going to be gunned down at second base and a strike him out, throw him out double play. So Wimmer swinging and missing at the off-speed pitch. And Aiden Longwell, who was taking off on the pitch, was caught stealing. And there are quickly two away. So with two out, that brings up Blake Wright. Wright one for one, as he will face off against Josh Bostic. Bostic trying to put the wheels back on his wagon after Hobson led off the inning with a home run. Bostic misses down low for a ball. It's one ball, no strikes. And Bostic, well, he was just named the California League Pitcher of the Week for last week. So these Grizzlies looking to do some damage against somebody who's picked up a little bit of hardware, as he misses with this one. It's outside, ball two. Bostic last week facing off against Rancho. Well, he picked up a no decision. But in that no decision, as this one is in there for a strike, pitched five innings, gave up three hits, one run. It was not earned. Only walked one, struck out seven in that last appearance up in San Jose against Rancho Cucamonga. As this one's lined out to second, and a spear catch by Darby, and the inning is over. So Wright retired on the line drive. One run does come across on the Caleb Hobson home run. It is 2-4. We head back to Chancy Park and downtown Fresno after this. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app. We'll be back from downtown Fresno.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special two for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Back here at Chuck Chancy Park, new pitcher for the Grizzlies is Jake Madden. Madden, the right-hander, wearing number four. Comes in with these Grizzlies squad with a 1-1 record, 2.93 under an average. This is his 27th appearance out of the bullpen. Got four holds on the year, 40 innings pitched. And in those 40 innings, he struck out 31. He has walked 23. As the first pitch from Madden, now to Jacob Christian, is inside. Checked his swing. Did he go? I don't think he did. No, he did not. One ball and no strikes. Two, Jacob Christian, the seven hitter, left fielder. He's 0 for 1, struck out in his first appearance. As here's the 1-0 pitch, and this one swung on and missed. And it's a ball and a strike from Jake Madden. Madden, the right-hander. 6'6", 185. Tall, lean, right-handed pitcher as he misses with this one just downstairs. Ball two, two balls and one strike. Madden picked up in the 2022 draft by the Angels in round four. So the fourth round draft pick out of Northwest Florida State. This one swung on and missed, and the count's even at two. Two balls and two strikes. So Jake Madden, his last appearance was down in Visalia. On August 30th, he picked up the loss as the 2-2 pitch is downstairs, ball three, and it's a full count now from the Grizzlies righty, 3-2. So again, Jake Madden picked up the loss in his last start, or in his last appearance, down in Visalia back on the 30th. Went one inning, as this one misses ball four, and it's a leadoff walk for Jacob Christian. He's now 0-for-1 with a walk. Again, in that appearance down there in Visalia, gave up two runs. They were both earned. It was a close ball game down there in Visalia that Madden was tagged with the loss, as that ball game was played on Friday. A 3-2 loss in a Fresno offensive disappearance, as the offense was only able to scrape across one hit in two runs, as the first pitch to Ty Hanchy is in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. So again, last Friday, just one hit for these Grizzlies, as they have six times that many this evening, as this one misses outside for a ball. And the count is 1-1 to Hanchy. Hanchy, the left-handed batter. Bats left, throws right. He's the catcher for these Giants. As the 1-1 pitch from Madden, here it comes, grounded out towards second, back on its Tucker, he flips to short, Wimmer will put it in his pocket, as that's all they're going to get, as Hanchy reaches on the fielder's choice, will that 4-6 on the fielder's choice, Jacob Christian retired at second base, and Ty Hanchy takes his spot down there at first, and that will bring up the 9-hitter, designated hitter, Giancarlos Cio. Cio 0-for-1, lined out to third in his first appearance. And fans, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishings solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth inning. So the first pitch to Giancarlos Cio was a strike. 0-1 was taken downstairs a little outside for ball one. Counts even at one as Ty Hanchy leads off first, and this one's fouled into the dirt and off Cio. As, again, that's the second or third time I've seen a ball go off somebody, and they didn't even flinch. That ball bounced off the bat into the dirt, into the batter, and practically into the third base dugout. And by the time it got there, Cio was almost ready for the next pitch. As the 1-2 on the way to Cio for Madden, swinging a grounder, foul down the first base line, and a nifty play by Nate Keevy down there, fundamentals coach, and first base coach, makes the play in foul territory, and then turns right around and keeps telling Ty Hanchy out there at first base what to do, where to go, and how long that stretch to plate time is, as the 1-2 on the way from Madden. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Giancarlos Cio down on strikes. First strikeout by the Grizzlies right-hander. And that brings up the top of the order in Lizbel Diaz. Diaz 1-for-1. Struck out in the first. Singled in the third. Righty against righty matchup. As he strides in for his third at-bat. The first pitch to him is lined up the middle, and Diaz has himself a two-hit ballgame. As Hanchy rounds second, big turn at second as he head back to the bag. And there are runners on first and second now with two away. And I'll bring up Walker Martin, the shortstop for these Giants. Martin, 1-for-2, singled in the first, struck out in the third. As a quick mound visit, like Grizzlies catcher Darius Perry, switching up the signs with the runner on second. Have to be prepared for that. That's one of those things that you don't like talking about. You know, the runner on second swiping the signs and relaying them to the batter. But hey, if you're being that obvious with the signs, switch them up. And Darius Perry and Jake Madden on the same page as the first pitch from the righty is fouled back to the screen, and it's nothing and one. Walker Martin, 190. No home runs yet. 10 runs batted in. The Grizzlies look to stymie his opportunity to get an 11th. As now time called at the plate. As Martin steps out, takes a couple practice hacks. And now striding back into the box. As home plate umpire Larry Pettis says enough is enough, resets the clock and says, let's get going here. Top of the fourth inning, 4-2 our score. Grizzlies trail the Giants. And with two on, the Giants threatening here in the fourth as this one is downstairs and outside for a ball. And the count moves to 1-1. So these Grizzlies did strike first in the bottom of the first inning. They scored their first run on a Felix Tena single. Blake Wright was gunned down trying to extend it to 2-0. That ended the first as this one is downstairs, ball two. Two balls and one strike. So after that bottom of the first, well, the Grizzlies gave up two in the top of the second after Robert Hipwell was hit by a pitch to lead off the inning, and Jeremiah Jenkins, well, he put the cars out there in the lower parking lot in right field on notice. Said, hey, guys, check your insurance companies. As the 2-1 pitch on the way to Walker Martin is grounded down the line at first, and is that fair or foul? It is fair, says home plate umpire Larry Pettis, and that one rolls into the corner past the dugout. Now Tana with a little bit of trouble in it. He slips a little coming up with it, and by the time this one gets back in, that will be a stand-up triple by Walker Martin, and that will drive in another two runs. Lisbel Diaz scores all the way from first, and scoring from second is Ty Hanchy, as the Giants have now put up two runs in each of the last three innings. It's 6-1. So the base is cleared on that triple. It's a 6-1 lead. That was the seventh hit of the ball game. As in stands Xander Darby. That's the first pitch to Darby is inside. And it's ball one. So it's 1-0 now to Xander Darby. Darby strides in. He homered in his last at bat. He's 2-for-2. As the 1-0 is outside, ball two. It's a two-ball, no-strike count to the left-handed hitting second baseman. So 6-2 our score here. Again, after two runs in each of the last three frames for these Giants, as this one's grounded out towards first. Longwell up with it, makes the catch, and does the work himself. Scored three unassisted on the ground out. But the Giants send six men to the plate. Two of them score. And at the end of three and a half, Grizzlies trail from Chickchansey Park, 6-2. We'll be back on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
6-2 our score here in downtown Fresno from Chickchansey Park. The Grizzlies looking to come from behind here in the bottom of the fourth inning. They've allowed two Giants runs in each of the last three frames. Two in the second, two in the third, and two in the fourth. That has us where we are right now with the Grizzlies send Felix Tanna, Tommy Hopfe, and Tevin Tucker to the plate. Tanna 1 for 1, Hopfe 1 for 1, and Tevin Tucker 0 for 1 as the first pitch to Felix Tanna misses for a ball, and it's 1-0, and we're back underway here at Chicchansey Park. So Bostic on for his fourth inning of work, misses inside with this one, and it's quickly 2 balls and no strikes. So a 2-0 count as the Grizzlies hope to respond to the two-run inning, as they've been snake-bit by the twos here in this ballgame. The 2-0 is downstairs, ball three, and it's a quick 3-0 count to the Grizzlies' right fielder, Felix Tanna. He strides in, batting 241, 5 home runs on the season, 56 driven in, as this one is downstairs, ball four, and Tanna with a 4-pitch walk to begin the inning. So fans, experience the ultimate party at Chicchansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Saloon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChicChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chicchansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. And we thank Chicchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth inning. I had some time to tell you all about Chicchansey as we had a mound visit, as the catcher for these Giants, Ty Hanchy, comes out to speak with his right-handed pitcher, Josh Bostic. Bostic, of course, came in with a 2-9 record, but he was just named the California League Pitcher of the Week, as the first pitch from Bostic is hit high and deep to right field. That ball's back on it as Diaz. He looks up, and it's gone! And that's the first home run in a Grizzlies uniform by Fresno State product Tommy Hopfe on the eve of Fresno State night here at Chicchansey Park. So Felix Tanna leads off the inning with a walk, and Tommy Hopfe clears the bags with his first professional home run. Hoppy's home run brings the Grizzlies back to within two. It's 6-4 now, and the Grizzlies responding with 2 runs of their own in the bottom of the fourth. That brings up Tevin Tucker. He grounds this one out towards short, up with it, the shortstop Martin throws to first, and that's the first out of the inning. So the Grizzlies looking to bite back here, looking to claw back, as it is a 6-4 game now in the bottom of the fourth, as these Grizzlies hope to come from behind as Darius Perry strides in. Perry 0 for 1, popped out into foul territory in his first at bat. As again, we just saw, well, we've seen a bit of a power show this evening from both squads. 2 home runs now on either side. Home runs by Xander Darby and Jeremiah Jenkins for the Giants, as the first pitch to Darius Perry's in their first strike. And then also home runs on the Grizzly side by Caleb Hobson, and now Tommy Hopfe joins the home run party here at Chicchansey Park. As this one is swung on and missed, he checked his swing, tried to hold back, was not able to. And that's the second pitch and an 0-2 count now to Darius Perry. So Bostic looking to get back on track. Perry looking to keep him off it, as this one is called strike three. And Perry is down on strikes. That's out number two. So for Bostic, if my number's right, that's his second strikeout. As indeed it is, as the third strikeout for the right-hander Bostic, as in strides Hinchman. Hinchman struck out in his first at-bat, as the first pitch to Hinchman misses for a ball. Jason Hinchman ahead in the count 1-0. Hinchman just mentioned 0 for 1, struck out in the bottom of the second to end the inning. 229 hitter overall. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, and Hinchman pulls even in the count 1-1. Again, fans, come out to Fresno State night tomorrow night. It's the Fresno State product, Tommy Hopfe, has brought this ball game back to within two, as this one's fouled back off the catcher. And I believe that also went off the home plate umpire. Both of them look okay, as it looks a little better than just Monday night. Monday night, home plate umpire Theo Arndt took a ball in the dirt right off the neck and shoulder region. See a nasty bruise on the umpire as this one misses for ball two. And again, that's the one spot in the field that you won't catch me. You're not going to catch me wearing catcher's gear. You're not going to catch me wearing an umpire's mask. Keep me out of that hot zone as this one's hot, laced into left field and foul. Look out down there in the Michelob Ultra Club, Fresno Social Club. Heads up. As I'm wondering who pays for the damages there if that goes off of one of the taps. And who reaps the benefits if that goes off of one of the taps down there in the Fresno Social Club. As Hinchman stays live on 2-2, here's the pitch, it's in the dirt. Ball three, and the count moves full to the nine-hitter for the Grizzlies. So Hinchman hits it hard almost wherever he hits the ball. Don't be confused by him batting ninth. As the 3-2 pitch is swung on and missed, and the side is retired here in the bottom of the fourth. But after four innings, the Grizzlies have cut this to within a two-run deficit on the power of a two-run home run by Tommy Hopfe. We will be back from downtown Fresno after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on StreamGuys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Back here at Chichansey Park in downtown Fresno, 6-4 our score, top of the fifth inning, as Jake Madden on for his second inning of work facing Cesar Quintas, who swings and misses at the first pitch, and it's no balls and a strike. So Quintas, Hipwell, and Jenkins do up 4-5-6 here in the top of the fifth inning, as Madden looks to get these Grizzlies back on track. Here's the pitch, it's in the dirt. Bounces away, and with nobody on, no harm, no foul, let the ball boy get it, as Darius Berry remains in his post. As home plate umpire Larry Pettis says, all right, let's pause this action, make sure everybody gets back home safely before we restart the clock. And the count's 1-1. Here's the pitch from Madden. Swing and a miss on an inside pitch, as Quintas very behind on that swing, and it's a ball and two strikes. He calls time and steps out. Speaking of calling time, we didn't see Darius Berry call timeout in that last at bat, which I'm sure we'll talk about a little bit later on this evening, but either way, Quintas steps back in, and Madden is ready on 1-2. Here's the pitch. He checks a swing. Doesn't matter. Strike three called on the pitch on the outside corner. And there is one down in the top of the fifth. So double-checking on the ruling of that triple back in the top of the fourth. That Walker Martin triple, it has officially been ruled a triple that scored two driven in on that. Credit both of those to Martin, as this one's grounded out to first, as Longwell plays it on a hop, and Robert Hipwell is retired 3 unassisted. So 2 down now here in the top of the 5th inning. And fans, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com for a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the 5th inning. And first pitch swinging was Jeremiah Jenkins. Takes it the other way, and it skips off the top of Braylon Wimmer's glove and into left field for a 2-out single. Jenkins is aboard. That was a slow-motion line drive that just kept finding extra elevation over the outstretched glove of Braylon Wimmer. And Wimmer unable to corral that one. And that will bring up Jacob Christian. Christian on the day, 0-for-1. Strikeout and a walk on his line. As he checks a swing on this one. And it's a 1-0 count. And for that ball to get over Wimmer's glove, that had to get some elevation. He put some backspin on that. Did the first baseman Jeremiah Jenkins. Wimmer, of course, 6'4", and he had full extension on that one, so this pitch is fouled off, and it's a 1-1 count. So again, Braylon Wimmer extending fully out there at shortstop, and it just skipped off the top of his glove and into left field. So while we were giving you that Yellow Dog read, well, Grizzlies hoping to come back from that. Here's a strike, as this one is inside on the corner for strike two. It's a ball and two strikes to Jacob Christian. Christian, again, has been retired on strikes already once today. Struck out in the second, walked in the fourth. Was then retired on a fielder's choice by the next batter, Ty Hanchy, who stands on deck. Here's a 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that will end the inning. So the Grizzlies put up a 0 in the run column. They look to come back in this ballgame. It's 6-4. Giants lead the Grizzlies. We'll be back from Chichansey Park in downtown Fresno. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Fresno State Night returns to Chukchansey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Bottom of the 5th inning, we are back from Chukchansey Park. New pitcher on the mound for the Giants is Ian Villers. Villers, the righty, out of Cal, from Walnut Creek, California. It was the 8th round pick for the Giants back in 2021. He stands 6'6", 245. The big right-hander on in relief for Josh Bostic, as he will face 8-9-1, or pardon me, 1-2-3, the top of the order for this Grizzlies lineup. First pitch to Caleb Hobson, who homered in his last at-bat in the third. Misses for ball one. It's a 1-0 count, and here's the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball foul, and out of play. Counts even at 1-1. So a little bit about Villers. As he comes in, Villers with these Giants this year, a 1-2 record, 6.68 earned run average. He's appeared in 19 games all out of the bullpen. He's got 3 saves on the year and 31 innings pitched as the 1-1 to Hobson misses outside ball 2. Villers has allowed 37 hits on the year, 26 runs, 23 of those earned. He has allowed 3 home runs as Grizzlies and Giants putting on a bit of a power show here as the 1-2 pitch, or the 2-1 pitch, excuse me, is fouled off to the left side, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. So looking at Villers' numbers again, he has 19 strikeouts against 15 walks and 4 hit batsmen, so your hit by pitches and walks are even with strikeouts, which will, of course, bring that whip up. Got a whip of 1.68 and an opponent's average of 2.98 here at the single-A level with the Giants as this one's laced foul and out of play, and the count will remain 2-2. So the Grizzlies, really the way to attack this right-hander is remain patient against Villers. Well, either walk you, hit you, or strike you out. But with that 300 average against, he's been forced to throw a lot of pitches down the middle of the plate as this one's outside ball 3 and the count runs full. So Villers joined the Giants from the ACL in rookie ball on June 7th. With the ACL Giants, he posted a 3.46 earned run average over 13 innings, but it's been a little different story here with these Giants as this one's fouled back again. Hobson right on that one, and the count remains full here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So fans, again, be sure to come out tomorrow night, Fresno State night. Claws and paws here on the diamond as the 3-2 pitch again, swinging a foul again. As Caleb Hobson putting up one heck of a fight here to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning. So bottom of the fifth, 6-4 our score. As Ian Villers on in relief for Josh Bostic gets Hobson now, swing and a miss. And he's the first out of the inning. So a 9-pitch at bat for Caleb Hobson. He's down on strikes, but not for lack of trying. And you put the pitch count up like that against a relief arm in their very first batter faced. Well, you're doing your job as a leadoff man. And that's where Hobson has played a lot of baseball here in that leadoff spot. As the first pitch to Aiden Longwell is inside, gets him to hop back, and the count moves to 1-0. Grizzlies fans for the Cure reminds you that September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. 1 in 8 men in the U.S. will be diagnosed with prostate cancer over the course of their lifetimes. If you are 40 or older, have a discussion with your doctor about having a baseline PSA blood test. For more information, go to fansforthecure.org. We want to keep you in the game. And fans, please do get yourself checked. My father just beating prostate cancer last year. Hello, Dad, if you're listening. As the 1-0 to Longwell misses ball 2. Actually, ball 3, excuse me. It's quickly 3-0 to the Grizzlies' first baseman. Longwell the lefty against the right-handed pitcher, as this one is just inside, as the catcher, Henschy, tried to kind of fool the umpire, but Larry Pettis says, not to me. You're not going to fool me on that one. That's ball 4. And Longwell is aboard with 1 out. That brings up Braylon Wimmer. Now, Wimmer, earlier this evening, actually way back in the first inning, he extended his hit streak. It was 10 games coming in. It is now 11. Now, in those 10 games prior to tonight, a 4.12 average, a home run, a triple, 5 runs batted in, 7 runs, 8 walks, and 7 stolen bases during his 10-game hit streak prior to tonight. Of course, he's bumped that up to 11 as he fouls his first pitch off his leg, and he'll take a walk. Counts nothing and 1. So for Wimmer, this is the third time that he has had a 10-plus game hit streak, as his longest hit streak came back from June 15th to July 1st, in which he had a 14-game hit streak. He went 26 for 60, batted 433 during that hit streak as the 0-1 pitch to Wimmer is just on the outside corner, and it's a no balls, 2 strike count. Now, even as Villers got that ball back, I don't know if he agreed with the call either, as that looked a little outside. Wimmer not terribly happy. Villers kind of shook his head as he returned to the mound. Either way, 0-2 with one away here. Longwell leads off first. Here's the pitch. It's outside for a ball. And the count moves to 1-2. So Wimmer wearing number 3. Now we talk all about Caleb Hobson and his stolen bases, but we can't talk about stolen bases without at least mentioning Braylon Wimmer, who's got 32 stolen bags on the year. Wimmer's also only been caught 4 times. As he stands at the plate, the 1-2 pitch, swing and a foul, and he barely stays alive, and we'll do it again, 1-2. So, a gorgeous night here from downtown Fresno. My watch says 97. It was 102 at first pitch, but it did not feel like that. The shade here at Chicchansi, well, it's relatively cool. Come on out tomorrow night. Come on out Friday. Catch a game as this one gets all the way to the backstop, and we'll see if that one's a wild pitch or a pass ball. I think that may be ruled a pass ball as I heard that kind of skip off the equipment. We'll see what the official score says. Just after this, I'm going to pencil in pass ball. We'll see. And if we don't see, we'll have a talk about it later, as that was a ball and scored a wild pitch. So we shall discuss. Either way, wild pitch. So regardless of wild pitch or not, well, Aiden Longwell jogs up to second. And now with one out, a runner in scoring position for the Grizzlies. This is a line shot into left field, but right at the left fielder as Jacob Christian able to make the catch, F7 on the putout. And there are two down. If that ball had been 15 feet to its left or right, well, that would have been trouble for Christian over there in left field. But as it stands, it was right at him, and he kind of flinched a little bit at that one, wanted to come in, and then really just sort of sat on that one, waited for it, and saw it fall into the glove. Two down now, runner still in scoring position for Blake Wright. Wright 1-for-2 on the evening as he skies this one into left center field and not terribly deep. Moving to his left, the left fielder, Christian, and that is the third out of the inning. So F7 on consecutive putouts, and the Grizzlies come away with nothing here in the bottom of the fifth. We head to the top of the sixth inning from Chicchansi Park. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. We'll be back after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Fresno Steak Night returns to Chicchansi Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno Steak Night.
Heading to the top of the sixth, 6-4. Grizzlies still trail the Giants, but they are looking to hopefully trade that score by the bottom of the sixth inning. As Jake Madden on for his third inning of work, he took over from McCade Brown. We'll give you Brown's final line in just a moment here. There's one thing we wanted to hammer out on the line before we did, as Madden will face Ty Hanchy, Giancarlo Cio, and Lisbel Diaz, 8-9-1 due up as Hanchy swings and misses at the first pitch. It's nothing and one, and now calls time. And just another catcher calling time in a unusual time. Now, a lot of times you'll see the batter call timeout with two strikes, so he can step out and kind of take a deep breath before he steps back in for that potentially final strike as the 0-1 pitch is outside ball one. A lot of times you'll see a batter call time with a 2-0 count or a 3-1 count, a high-pressure, high-leverage situations. Well, except for catchers. We've seen plenty of catchers take interesting timeouts as the lefty Isaiah Coupe getting warm down there in the Grizzlies' bullpen. Coupe just back off the injured list, as we'll see him hopefully in the top of the seventh as Jake Madden looks to continue his hot hand as this one's lined out towards center field and into center field, and that's a leadoff single for the Giants catcher, Ty Hanchy. Hanchy aboard for the first time this evening, actually second time. He reached on a fielder's choice back in the fourth inning and flew out in the second. He's now 1-for-3. So fans, like I've been saying all night, come out to the ballgame tomorrow night, Fresno State night, here from Chukchansey Park. As in the bottom of the sixth, we'll see Fresno State product Tommy Hopfe stand in as this one's grounded out towards second, and Tucker ranges to his left. This ball goes off his glove and into right field. We'll see how they rule that. It was a hard hit ball towards the hole between first and second as it skips off the glove, off the outstretched glove of the second baseman, Tevin Tucker, and that will indeed be a base hit. So a single now for the nine-hole hitter, Giancarlo Cio, and that brings up the top of the order, and it'll also bring a mound visit from catcher Darius Berry. And fans, as we hope to speed this game along with that mound visit ending, heads up, Grizzlies fans. Starting June 1st, Chukchansey Park has enacted a clear bag policy in an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans. All bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. Lizbel Diaz stands in. First pitch to him with two on is bunted, and it'll go foul. So with the clear bags, all bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chukchansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. So top of the sixth, two on, no out. 8 and 9 hitters both reached as the top of the order for the Giants is up, and this one's lined into right field, a base hit, and that's going to be trouble, and Felix Tena has to hit the brakes as that ball had some spin on it, and by the time it gets back in, the runner from score, Ty Hanchy, will score. Runner from second will score. Giancarlo Cio will move from first to third on the single by Lizbel Diaz. That's Diaz's third hit of the evening and third straight single. He started this ballgame off the way you'd want to if you're a Grizzlies fan with a strikeout, but since then, he has reached on three consecutive at-bats. So Diaz with his first run driven in, but his third hit. And he has been productive at the top of the order for these Giants as Walker Martin strides in. Walker Martin 2-for-3. Now he's got two RBIs. He also struck out once. As Walker Martin tripled home two. Back there in the top of the fourth inning. It's now 7-4. Giants continue to lead as this one swung on and missed the throw over to third, and it gets past the third baseman, Blake Wright, into left field, and that will score a run. So Darius Berry flipped that ball down to third. And Blake Wright, unable to corral it, skips just past him, slows down plenty enough to stay away from the left fielder in Jason Hinchman. And just like that, well, the Grizzlies are doubled up yet again. It's 8-4, Giants lead here in the top of the sixth inning. As this one's lined up the middle and into center field, a base hit. And that one missed, taking Grizzlies pitcher Jake Madden into center field by mere inches. As now another single. Four straight singles now. For these Giants, as now Austin Becker up and warming in the Grizzlies' pen. Coupe has sat down. Becker, the righty, getting warm, as that will draw a mound visit from the Grizzlies pitching coach Jerry Selvin. He comes out to talk it over. So again, these Grizzlies looking to try to stop the bleeding here in the top of the sixth inning. It's already 8-4, as with one away. Actually, with no out, the Grizzlies in a bit of trouble. So runners on the corners. All right, first, Walker Martin, runner at third, Lizbel Diaz. Diaz, of course, got over to second base on that throwing error by the catcher, Darius Perry. So the mound visit's all wrapped up. You're set to get back underway, and you're wondering if that mound visit may have been to buy a few extra pitches for Becker down there in the bullpen. Xander Darby strides in. First pitch to Darby, swung on and missed, and he was trying to do some of what he did back in the third inning when he hit a two-run home run. As Darby now behind on the count, no balls and one strike. So Darby, we mentioned earlier, with the home run of the third. That was his third home run in a Giants uniform. Here's the 0-1 pitch. So it's outside for a ball, and the count's even at one. So Darby stands in. This is his first professional season, this year's 12th round draft pick for the Giants. And now the runner goes from first. It's grounded to first as Longwell, unable to do anything with it about the runner heading towards second. So Walker Martin will head over to second. He was off and running on the pitch, but scored that three unassisted for out number one. And Xander Darby's retired. He's 2-for-4. So he's grounded out three unassisted on each of his last at-bats, but it was a relatively productive at-bat as now there are runners on second and third with only one away, and the Grizzlies' infield comes in for Cesar Quintas. Quintas, hitless so far in this one, 0-for-3. First pitch from Madden is grounded out towards short, and Wimmer up with it. That'll hold the runner at third, and there are two down. Let's go ahead, 6-3 on the putout. And the Grizzlies, well, they've done a good job of that as of late. There were several times last week's series down in Visalia where they had runners on second and third, brought the infield in, and were able to hold the runners right where they were. So this defense, very sure-handed for these Grizzlies as it continues to lead the California League defensively. This Grizzlies squad, again, very good defensively. Some more numbers in just a bit, but first, the first pitch to Robert Hipwell misses downstairs for a ball. Nothing in one. Hipwell strides in, 0-for-2. He was also hit by a pitch to lead off the second inning. And his was the run that tied it. And the man on deck, Jeremiah Jenkins, was the run that sent the Giants ahead back in the second, and they haven't looked back as this one misses outside and low for ball two. 2-0 to Hipwell. So again, Hipwell hit by the pitch in the second inning. Jeremiah Jenkins sending one out towards the manually operated scoreboard out in right field. Now on 2-0, Madden gets him to ground this one out towards second. Tucker up with this one, throws to first, 4-3 on the putout, and that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies once again surrender two runs here in the sixth inning. It's 8-4 our score here from downtown Fresno, Chicchansey Park. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. We'll be back from Chicchansey Park.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Bottom of the sixth here from Chick Chansey Park. I'm Ben Hensley filling in for Stephen Rice. 8-4 our score. Grizzlies look to come back late against the San Jose Giants. And fans, experience the ultimate party at Chick Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Saloon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChickChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chick Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. And we thank Chick Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Felix Tena leads this inning off. He swings and misses at the first pitch, and he's behind in the count. No balls and one strike. Second inning of work for Ian Villers. As this one is lined into center field, coming on hard, the center fielder, he won't have time to get to it, and he yields to the right fielder, Lisbel Diaz. And charging hard was that center fielder, Cesar Quintas. He lost his hat, and was not able to come up with it as he was playing relatively deep. And Felix Tena aboard now with a single. And that brings up Tommy Hoppe. And Hoppe can do what he did back in the fourth inning. Well, again, we've got a brand new ball game. He brought the Grizzlies to within two with a two-run home run back in the fourth. We'll see if he can do that once again here in the sixth as the first pitch misses outside ball one. Yeah, if you're Tommy Hoppe, well, first home run, first professional home run. First home run in a Grizzlies uniform. Again, on the eve of Fresno State Night. Fans come out tomorrow night as the 1-0 pitch is fouled back to the screen, in on the hands, and the count moves to 1-1. So Hopfe, the switch hitter, he's batting left-handed. He has batted left-handed all ball game. Both pitchers thus far, Josh Bostic and now Ian Villers. Right-handed pitchers as the pitch misses outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike. And now time called as Hoppe steps back in. So we'll take a look at the lines for these Giant pitchers in just a moment here. But first, the 2-1 pitch is lined foul down the left field line, and the count pulls even at two. So Josh Bostic started this ball game. He went four innings, allowed seven hits, four runs. They were all earned. He walked two, struck out four. He gave up two home runs, one to Caleb Hobson and one to the man at the plate right now, Tommy Hoppe, batting .286 after that home run in the fourth as this one misses outside and the count moves full, three balls and two strikes. Villers came in fired last inning, did give up a hit, also walked one, struck out one, did not allow a run in the bottom of the fifth inning, which is where his duties began, as the payoff pitch coming, foul back again, and we'll do it once more. So this next pitch to Hoppe will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat. And good at-bats by this young infielder by trade, actually two-way player by trade. He did some pitching, did some infielding. Across town at Fresno State. Now runner goes as this one's inside, ball four. And now runners on first and second with nobody out. As Tommy Hoppe reaches on the walk, it's the third time he's reached base today. He was 2-for-2 coming into this one. And after that walk, he's remaining 2-for-2, upping that on-base percentage. So Tommy Hoppe coming in, the on-base percentage at .318. That's only gone up from here. As he's 2-for-2. And he's reached base all three times he's come to the plate. 2-for-2 with a walk now. As Tevin Tucker to the plate. He squares to bunt, pulls it back, and it's a 1-0 count. Tucker comes into this at bat, 185, three home runs, 21 runs driven in. Tucker's played in 74 games now for these Grizzlies as the 1-0 pitch bunted at again, and this one goes foul. And the count's 1-1. So Tucker's been known to do that. Square around, get the runners to second and third with one out. Really, that's what you want. As there is action in both bullpens, Isaiah Coupe back up and throwing for the Grizzlies, as this one is bunted into the air and a catch by the catcher. A diving play by the catcher. As Tucker squared to bunt on that one, it was popped up towards the lip of the batter's circle. And a diving play by Ty Hanchy makes the catch. Now let's take another look at that. It was a bunt into foul territory off to the right side of the plate, and just a fantastic diving attempt by Hanchy, and he comes up with it. As that's the first out of the inning. So now one out and runners on first and second for Darius Perry. Perry takes the first pitch right down the middle for a strike. It's nothing in one. Dangerous pitch there. Looked like the slider that just hung forever. And Perry, who's 0 for 2, well, if he had come around on that one, we very well may be in a 8-7 ball game as it is. This one's fouled off to the right side, and now the count's no balls and two strikes. So Perry, 175 coming into this at-bat. Four home runs on the year, though. 24 driven in. So when Perry makes contact, he does have pop on that bat. As Darius Perry deep in the count now. No balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. And that one's a check swing called strike three. And Perry down on the backwards K for the second time this evening. And there are two down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. That brings up the nine-hole hitter, Jason Hinchman. Hinchman also with two strikeouts. He looks to avoid wearing the sombrero here. And we mentioned earlier, when Hinchman does make contact, the ball pops off that bat. But gotta make contact, as now with two down, runners will be going on contact, swing and a miss, and counts nothing and one. This is the time that you want Hinchman, again, whose bat has pop in it. Four home runs on the year, 227 hitter. 47 driven in for Hinchman. As this one goes all the way to the backstop, and that was in the dirt, and that will likely go as a wild pitch. As now Hinchman, even in the count 1-1, but the runners advance 90 feet. And the Grizzlies, with an even better opportunity now. So all Hinchman's got to do is drive one into the outfield somewhere. And as long as it gets down, these Grizzlies will be back to within two. As the 1-1 pitch from Hinchman, here it comes. Swinging a high fly ball left field. That ball's back, and it is foul. And Felix Tena trying to convince home plate umpire Larry Pettis. No, that was fair. He pointed to his left. But Pettis with his hands up and signaling foul just at the last second. Hinchman, like I said, when he makes contact, the ball flies. And that ball almost flew, but instead it's a long foul ball, and now a 1-2 count with two down in the inning. A 1-2 pitch, here it comes. Swinging a grounder back up the middle to his left, the shortstop. Martin up with it, throws to first, gets Hinchman by a step, and the inning is over. So the Grizzlies strand two, and at the end of six innings, Grizzlies trail 8-4 here from Chicchansey Park. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice. We'll be back after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski. Dirt bikes, construction materials, should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2 for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Top of the seventh, 8-4 our score here from Chuck Chancy Park. Grizzlies trail the Giants as the new arm, Isaiah Coupe, freshly off the injured list, comes in. The left-handed pitcher comes into this ball game with a 6-5 record this year, 5.23 earned run average, 18 games, 15 of them starts. He's thrown for 84 and a third innings this year with 116 strikeouts, a strikeout pitcher in Isaiah Coupe. Good to have him back with this Grizzlies squad, albeit late in the year. Good to have him back again. As Coupe stands in, he will face 6-7-8 men for the Giants as the first pitch to Jeremiah Jenkins. First baseman is in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. So Coupe, the southpaw, kicks and fires. This one's off the heel of the glove of Perry and ball one. Coupe, 6'1", 180, or 190 pounds, 21-year-old, out of Hazel Crest, Illinois, the fourth round pick for the Rockies in last year's draft, as this one just misses ball two. It's two balls and a strike. Coupe playing college ball at The Ohio State University as he deals on 2-1, swinging a foul at the plate. And the count moves to 2-2. So Coupe, it's been a while since we've seen Coupe. His last outing back on August 3rd. And he took the win. Five innings of shutout ball. As Fresno took on Lake Elsinore, swing and a miss. And welcome back to Fresno, Isaiah Coupe. Jenkins down on strikes for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Jacob Christian. And Isaiah Coupe makes his return to this Grizzlies pitching squad. Jacob Christian strides in. He's 0 for 2, two strikeouts and a walk on his line. He was also eliminated on the bases on the fielder's choice by the man on deck, Ty Hanchy, as he takes his first pitch upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes. A little bit about that last outing for Coupe back in August before going on the injured list. As first, we'll bring you this pitch. It's a called strike on the inside corner. One ball and one strike with one away here in the top of the sixth. So Coupe in his last start, again, it was against Lake Elsinore here in Fresno, took the win. As this one is in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. Speaking of strikes, Coupe, 8 strikeouts in that start back at the beginning of August, just over a month ago, back on August 3rd. Again, good to have his arm back in this Grizzlies rotation, as this one misses just downstairs for a ball, and the count pulls even at 2-2. So Isaiah Coupe, fourth-round pick in last year's draft. The 2-2 is an off-speed pitch. Gets him way out of rhythm, and it's hit foul. And a lot of backspin on that one. And I think that backspin came from the sound that we heard at the plate, as that bat, well, it's going to be used for nothing but firewood now, as Jacob Christian heads back to the dugout to get a new piece of lumber. And he has retrieved said lumber. Now he'll get the pine tar on it, get ready to go, and we're back underway here at Chancy. So, 8-4 the score. Grizzlies going to have to come from behind. The Grizzlies, I'll bring you some numbers out there come from behind wins in just a moment here as Coupe is ready. Saying, hurry this up. Jacob Christian, now on 2-2. This one misses just downstairs, ball three, and the count goes full to Jacob Christian, who calls time at the plate. And Coupe, who's already struck out one, well, he'll hope to strike out another here in the form of Jacob Christian. Christian, of course, with limited playing time with these Giants, 200 average, no home runs yet, three driven in. This one is inside. Did he go? We'll look down to first. I don't think he did, as Darius Perry pointed down to first base, and base umpire Theo Arndt said, I aren't going to look at that as He does not signal anything, as that one was ball four. And Jacob Christian reaches with a one-out walk. So that walk, only the 26th of the season. So Coupe, his strikeout-to-walk ratio, very good. As the first pitch to Ty Hanchy is in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. Lefty-on-lefty matchup for the catcher, Ty Hanchy. Hanchy comes in 1-for-3. Singled back in the sixth, just last inning. Grounded into a fielder's choice in the fourth and flew out to left in the second as this one misses outside ball two. So again, the strikeout-to-walk ratio for Isaiah Coupe. It's bordering on a 5 strikeouts per 1 walk as this one's laced up the middle and off the glove of Coupe. And now over is Blake Wright to try to scoop that one up. And you know, we saw a similar play just the other day with the ball really flying back to the box and bouncing straight off the glove. And now Coupe says, guys, I don't need to talk to anybody. I'm okay. That ball hit him right in the glove. Either way, trainer Justin Wilson out to take a look. Say, hey, you doing all right? Well, bounced off the glove. And sure enough, they are going to turn right back around, make a U-turn. So Coupe going to be okay after that one. But a line shot back up the middle, bouncing off the glove of Coupe. And Blake Wright over quickly to get it. Either way, Ty Hanchy aboard with a single here. And just like that, there are two on and only one out. So you can call that a tough luck single if you'd like to. As I have a feeling that ball would have likely been corralled by the shortstop Braylon Wimmer, but when you're the pitcher, if you're in that position, whether it's self-defense or you're trying to make a play, you got to put your glove out there. As the first pitch to Giancarlo Cio is in there for a strike. It's nothing and one. Cio on the evening, 1-for-3. Single back in the sixth, struck out in the fourth, lined out back in the second. As his line out back in the second was a shot to the third baseman, Blake Wright. As the 0-1 pitch misses outside for ball, counts even at one. So another lefty-on-lefty matchup here. As the Grizzlies looking to try to turn around some of these Giants bats. There are 6 left-handed bats in the Giants lineup. As now time called by the catcher, Darius Perry, I believe. And clock resets itself as the 1-1 pitch from Coupe. Here it is. Swing and a miss. And Cio fooled on that one. That one looked off speed. As Coupe now ahead in the count, 1-2. One away. Top of the seventh. 8-4 our score. Coupe trying to limit the damage for these Grizzlies. He would love nothing more than a double play ball to get him out of this inning. On 1-2, here it comes, swing and a miss. Strike 3, and Cio down on strikes. Second strikeout victim for Coupe. And now it'll take a hit or something special for the Giants to score a run here in the top of the seventh as the Grizzlies look to prevent that something special. They'd like to keep it right here as a 4-run deficit, keep it within Grand Slam range. Heading to the stretch as the top of the order. As Lisbel Diaz comes up, he lines this one into center field. A diving attempt by Tommy Hopfe. He can't come up with it. Comes up short. And the Grizzlies are going to be in even more trouble here as now Lisbel Diaz, well, he slides into third safely with a triple. Diaz now 4-for-5 on the ballgame. And it's a 10-4 lead. So that triple scoring Jacob Christian and Ty Hanchy, first base. Hanchy scores, Christian scores, and a lot of twos on the visiting side of the box score, which isn't what you want to see. They have scored 2 runs in all but 2 of their innings, the Giants have. As Isaiah Coupe looking to limit the damage here against Walker Martin. He takes the first pitch for a strike. Count is nothing and one. So for Coupe, that was a good start to things. Tough luck play. Ball that bounced off the glove and Next thing you know, two runs have scored as this one misses outside for a ball. It's 1-1. So Coupe has allowed both these runs. They have both been earned. Those will count against his line. Has struck out two, as that is his calling card. But with two down, there's a runner 90 feet away at third base in the form of Lisbel Diaz. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. And the count's 1-2. So again, Steve Solis may be looking to get these Giants off balance with the left-handed pitcher. Facing off against a lineup with six lefties in it. As we're looking at one of them here in Walker Martin. So the lefties, Walker Martin, Xander Darby, Robert Hipwell, Jeremiah Jenkins, Ty Hanchy, and Giancarlo Cio are the left-handed batters as this one's called strike three. And that's the third out of the inning. But Giants score another two runs. Grizzlies running out of time here. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Stretch time from Chukchansey Park. 10-4 our score. Giants lead the Grizzlies. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. I'm Ben Hensley filling in for Stephen Rice. We'll be back after this.
Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom of the seventh inning, 10-4 our score here from Chukchansey Park. New arm for the Grizzlies is Junior Flores. Flores, the 6'1", 170-pound, 22-year-old out of Venezuela, will face the top of the Grizzlies order. And Caleb Hobson leading off here in the bottom of the seventh, takes the first pitch outside for a ball, and the count is 1-0. So Flores wearing number 46, the righty. Looks in as Hobson takes this one upstairs for a ball, and it's 2-0. Hobson on the evening, 1-for-2, but that one was a big one. It was a home run back in the third inning. And solo shot at the time brought the Grizzlies back to within two. As that brought the score to 4-2 at the time, as this one is upstairs, ball three. And so far a tough start by Junior Flores. Tough appearance by Flores. Flores on the year comes in 5-3, 5.05 earned run average. He's appeared in 31 games, all of them out of the bullpen. Also has four saves on his line in 51 2/3 innings. The 3-0 pitch, and Hobson just steps out of the box as this one's in there for a strike. It's nothing. 3-1, excuse me, with no outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Flores looks in from the stretch, kicks, fires inside, ball four. And Hobson, for the second time this evening, is aboard with a walk. Now, way back in the first inning, Hobson led off the ball game for the Grizzlies with a walk. And he was on his way to second when Aiden Longwell grounded the ball directly at the second base bag. And had that ball been anywhere else, I have a feeling that ball would have not resulted in a double play because of the speed of Hobson. But as it was, well, shortstop and Walker Martin said, thank you very much, and a 6-3 double play. And that got the Grizzlies off to the wrong foot. the bottom of the first as the first pitch to Aiden Longwell misses for a ball. It's 1-0. So Flores now looks in on 1-0. Runner goes, and Hobson has just done it. Caleb Hobson now stands sole possession of third all-time in single-season stolen bases. Caleb Hobson, that man on second base, just stole his 43rd base of the 2024 season. Congratulations, Caleb Hobson. The pitch was a ball. Now on 2-0. Longwell takes this one upstairs, ball three, and it's a 3-0 count again. Actually, we'll take a look. I believe that pitch on the throw down may have been a strike, as the scoreboard's saying 2-1. I will stand corrected, as the pitch is grounded foul, it looked like, and now it'll go foul. And the count now even at 2-2. So indeed, the count is 2-2. I will admit when I am incorrect, as the count is 2-2 to Longwell. No outs here. Bottom of the seventh. Grizzlies hoping to put up a crooked number and get back in this ballgame. Hobson led off the inning with a walk, stole his 43rd base of the season. And again, that puts him alone in the number three spot in all-time single-season stolen bases for the Grizzlies as Longwell fouls this one into the dugout. Says hello over there. Hope everyone is awake down there in the first base dugout. And if you weren't before, you are now. As he stays alive, 2-2 the count. Longwell comes in now, hitting 316. It's 1-for-2 in this ballgame. Also has a walk. As the 2-2 is fouled off again. And Longwell putting up a good at-bat here. As this next pitch will be the seventh of the at-bat. Longwell fighting hard here in the bottom of the seventh inning. As the Grizzlies look to hopefully turn it on here in the bottom of the seventh. Trailing by six. 2-2 pitch. Fouled off again. Longwell a little behind on that pitch, but he is right on it. And it's really not a shame to be behind on a pitch at that speed. As I'm looking up on the scoreboard, says 99 on the gun. So Junior Flores coming out throwing fire. And on 2-2, here's the pitch. And it's outside ball three, and the count runs full to Aiden Longwell. And if you're thinking a three-ball count with no outs and a runner on second means that Caleb Hobson's going to stay put, well, you don't know Caleb Hobson. He has stolen third base a number of times already this year. He's been the leading base runner in several double steals. The 3-2 pitch, he's not going, is upstairs ball four. And back-to-back walks. The only batters that Junior Flores has faced thus far have both reached on the walk. As Flores tosses that ball aside, says, give me another one, I don't like this. And the Grizzlies have something going in the bottom of the seventh here at home. And speaking of home, Les Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Les Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious one- and two-bedroom apartments. Visit our website at lesprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. And we thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. Grizzlies looking to keep this inning going. No outs. Top of the order was due up to lead this inning off, and it has worked to perfection as Braylon Wimmer to the plate with two on, no out. First pitch to Wimmer is in there for a strike, and it's quickly nothing and one. Wimmer 1-for-3 on the evening. Singled in the first, struck out in the third, flew out in the fifth. As he stands in, a 291 average, 14 home runs as he takes this one on the hands. And it's ball one, counts even, at a ball and one strike. So Wimmer, the right-handed batter against the right-handed arm. Junior Flores, 22-year-old, kicks and fires. This one's fouled into the screen, and he's ahead in the count, one ball, two strikes. So Flores, again, 22 years old. He enters his fourth professional season. Spent all of last year at the ACL. Rookie ball, he posted a 4.23 earned run average in 19 games. He did start one game, but he struck out 39 batters and walked 25 in just over 38 innings of work. The 1-2 swung in a foul, and Wimmer able to just stay alive. Count remains one ball, two strikes. So Flores, he signed as an 18-year-old back in 2020 out of Venezuela. As he's got a 1-2 count against Braylon Wimmer. Here's the pitch. Swinging a grounder back up the middle to the second baseman. He slides into the bag safely. Out, actually. Aiden Longwell is retired on the ground ball. As that was a close play out there at second. The second baseman in Xander Darby fielded the ball on, really it was a slow hopper. And he was able to come up with it. He took the ball himself to second. He had to slide into second just to get there in time. And both he and Longwell slid into the base. And by the time they both got there, he was about a half a foot in front of Longwell. Longwell retired at first. However, Wimmer able to reach. As he will ground into a force out as this one's lifted in the air to right field. And Blake Wright has flown out. Wright. Really kind of a wasted at bat there, as that throw back in was a great throw by Lizbel Diaz. And quickly now, the Grizzlies have two down and runners on the corners with nothing happened so far. Caleb Hobson over there at third. And Hobson with his wheels, I partly expected him to go, but it's a good thing he didn't, as Lizbel Diaz's throw back in was perfect. It was directly on line to Ty Hanchy at the plate. And even with Hobson's speed, I'm not sure if he would have made it on that throw. So score that F9 on the putout, and there are two down. So Wimmer leading off first. Now he takes off. Throw down is not in time. And now heading to the plate is Hobson, and he scores. So a delayed steal down there at third. Hobson able to scamper home after Wimmer takes second. And well, we're going to have to wait and see what the ruling on that is. Wimmer, for sure, just picked up his 33rd stolen base of the year. And we'll have to see what the official scoring on that throw down to the plate is. As Hobson did score, the pitch was a strike to Felix Tena. As now Tena calls time. So again, we'll bring you more on that. Either way, there is a run across now in the bottom of the seventh. 10-5. So Wimmer now leading off second, one run in, as the 0-1 to Tena is inside ball one, counts even at one ball and one strike. So again, on that play, Braylon Wimmer was heading towards second, and indeed it is going to be ruled a stolen base. Caleb Hobson steals home. That's his 44th stolen base of the year. And it is not the first time we've seen Hobson steal two bases in one trip to the bags, as a check swing by Tena, he goes around, and the count's 1-2. So two steals on that one play. On the delayed steal, Hobson was hanging on at third, watching whether or not the catcher was going to throw down, and the second the catcher in Hanchy released the ball, well, Hobson took off, and before you knew it, there he was. And now Tena called out on strikes, and he's unhappy. He has a word or two with the home plate umpire, Larry Pettis, before he heads back to the dugout. Pettis wins that argument. Not really much of an argument that he had, but the Grizzlies do score one run here in the bottom of the seventh. 10-5 our score. Giants leading the Grizzlies. We'll be back from Chickchansey Park. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Sports
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
We head to the top of the eighth inning from downtown Fresno. 10-5, Grizzlies trailing the Giants here at Chuck Chancy Park. In game two of the final six-game set for this Fresno Grizzlies squad here in the 2024 campaign, game 127 of the season, as the first pitch from Isaiah Coupe is grounded foul, and we are back underway. The left-hander on for his second inning of work, as Coupe, still returning from injury, it's his first game back with this Grizzlies squad. I spoke with some of the Grizzlies coaching staff and personnel, as this one misses for a ball. It's 1-1. I mentioned Coupe throwing last week, throwing some BP to Fresno State product, Tommy Hopfe, as the 1-1 is outside ball two. Two balls and a strike. So Hopfe got a little bit of action against his fellow teammate Coupe last week before the team came up to Fresno, as Coupe on 2-1. This one's on the outside corner, and it's a called strike. Two balls and two strikes now to the leadoff man, Xander Darby. Darby, number three hitter, 3-4-5 due up here in the top of the eighth inning. So Isaiah Coupe pitched the seventh inning, gave up two hits, two runs. They were both earned. He walked one. He did strike out all three of the outs, as this one is a check swing. He did not go. He did not go, as the home plate umpire, unsure, he signaled down to first base umpire Theo Arndt. Arndt said nope, he didn't, and the count is full, 3-2. Here's the pitch, and that one misses just outside, just low, and it's a leadoff walk for Xander Darby. He reaches base for the third time, singled the first, homered in the third. It was a two-run shot. And grounded out in the fourth, three unassisted. Grounded out in the sixth, three unassisted. And he now stands at first base. And that's going to draw a mound visit. Grizzlies pitching coach Jerry Sullivan out to speak with his young lefty. And while he does that, while they go over the signs, fans, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Graphics, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth inning on September 4th. What started as a hot ball game has turned into a very nice evening. 93 degrees as the first pitch to Cesar Quintas is swung on and missed, and we're back underway. Quintas, the cleanup man, he's hitless to this point, 0-4, as the pitch is grounded out towards Wimmer at short. Wimmer to Tucker. Tucker to Longwell. And it's a 6-4-3 double play. And there are two down. Second time now, Quintas has grounded into that same style double play. 6-4-3. Shortstop to second to first. He also grounded into that double play to end the inning. Back in the first inning. As now with two down, Robert Hipwell. And the third baseman for the Giants, stands in. Hipwell swings and foul tips this first one into the glove of Perry, and that's the first out, or first strike, excuse me. No balls and one strike, two out here in the top of the eighth inning. Hit well over three, was also hit by a pitch as this one misses downstairs and outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. So again, hit well over three with a walk. Hit by pitch. As he hits this one into center field, and the only thing that center fielder Tommy Hopfe can do with it is back up and play it on a hop. So Hipwell on with his first base hit of this ball game, and that'll bring up Jeremiah Jenkins. So this Giants squad now with 15 hits as they have responded to the 5-1 loss, and that's going to be all for Isaiah Coupe as the Grizzlies manager Steve Solis comes out to the mound to get his left-handed arm. New pitcher for the Grizzlies. We'll be back. Tell you all about him on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. I'm Ben Hensley filling in for Stephen Rice. We'll be back with the new pitcher after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Back at Chickchansey Park in downtown Fresno, top of the eighth continues with two down, and the new arm, Cannon Handy, gets Jeremiah Jenkins to swing and miss at the first pitch he delivers. It's count nothing and one from Cannon Handy, the left-handed arm, 6'3", 220, 24-year-old kicks and fires. This one is in there for a strike, and he's quickly ahead in the count, no balls and two strikes. Handy, the 24-year-old out of Harriman, Utah, 19th round pick in last year's draft. Here's the 0-2. Called strike three. And all it took were three pitches. And Cannon Handy gets the Grizzlies out of the top of the eighth. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Grizzlies need some runs. We come back to Chichansey Park right after this. I'm Ben Hensley filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next-generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh,
Find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Bottom of the eighth inning from downtown Fresno, from Chicchansi Park. Grizzlies looking to mount the comeback against the visiting San Jose Giants. They trail 10-5 with Tommy Hopfe, Tevin Tucker, and Darius Perry due up here in the bottom of the eighth inning. If you weren't with us earlier, Hopfe, earlier in this ballgame, he's 2-for-2. He singled and homered his first home run in a Grizzlies uniform as the first pitch to him is on the outside corner, strike one. From Junior Flores, no balls and a strike to Tommy Hopfe. So last half inning, we saw Cannon Handy come in and throw three pitches and retire the one batter he faced as the 0-1 pitch to Hopfe is outside ball one. So Isaiah Coupe, Coupe's final line for the Grizzlies, 1 2/3 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, they were both earned. He also walked 2, struck out 3 in 1 2/3 innings back off the injured list. Coupe, really those 2 runs were, well, they were earned, but they were tough luck earned runs, as this one swung on and missed, and Hopfe down to the count, 1-2. So again, the 2 runs that Coupe allowed, well, they moved into scoring position on a ball that really ricocheted off his glove. Otherwise, I think there's a good chance that either he or Braylon Wimmer at shortstop could have turned a double play on that ball, and this one's lined into left field, a base hit, and that's the third hit of the night by Tommy Hopfe. Hopfe 3-for-3 now with a walk. So Hopfe has reached base all 4 times. He's making this Grizzlies and Rockies advanced scouting squads look like geniuses for picking him up. Hometown product out of Fresno State. Tommy Hopfe standing on first base. It's the third time he's been on first base. Well, the only other time he, well, tagged it and ran right past it on the home run back in the fourth inning. As that brings up Tevin Tucker. First pitch to Tucker is taken just downstairs for a ball. It's 1-0. So Tucker on the night, 0-for-3. The opposite of Hopfe, who stands on first, 3-for-3. As the 1-0 pitch is inside, bends him out of the way. Looked a little worse, I suppose, from down there than it did up here, as he had a good foot between him and the baseball, and that's why I'm not down there playing. That's too fast for a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. That one up and in. Counts 2-0 now to Tucker. Here's the pitch. And that one is at the letters for a strike. And Flores back at 2-1. So Junior Flores pitched an inning of work last inning. Did give up a run on 1 hit. 2 walks, though. And 1 strikeout for the fireballer. As the 2-1 pitch on the way is inside ball 3. And now Tucker in a good hitter's count. Now Tucker, also one of those batters I mentioned earlier in this ballgame, you know, brushing a few batters back. Tucker is a little closer to the plate than maybe you'd like to be if you have somebody throwing in the high 90s on the bump, as Flores is. The 3-1 pitch is at the knees for a strike, and the count's 3-2. So some more action in that Grizzlies bullpen. So we'll get you the number in just a minute. Instead, the 3-2 pitches swung on and missed. And that's strike 3. First strikeout for Tucker on the evening. He's flown out, grounded out, popped out, now struck out. As actually, that's action in the San Jose bullpen. Now they have sit down. It's number 17, Cole Hillier, was up and throwing. Although he has since returned to his post. Actually, I see him standing along the wall down there. Staying up, as that brings up Darius Perry, the catcher for the Grizzlies, takes the first pitch in there for a strike. Perry 0-for-3, struck out looking twice. He's also popped out in foul territory back in the second inning. As Perry looking to up that average all the way down at 174 now, as this one's fouled back towards us, just underneath us, and the count's no balls and 2 strikes. So Darius Perry getting a majority of the playing time for the catching unit. This Grizzlies squad also consists of Ben McCabe and Juan Castillo, as the 0-2 pitch misses downstairs and inside for a ball. It's 1-2. So we talked earlier about Perry and his unique timeouts. Has not yet called it here, but even when he's in the box, you have to watch out for Darius. He may stick a hand up and say, "Ump, can I have time?" And umpire may grant it, and he may never leave. As swing and a miss on 1-2 Perry, down on strikes for the third time this evening. And maybe he should have taken that timeout, as there are two down now in the bottom of the eighth. I'll bring up Jason Hinchman. Hinchman, the 9-hitter. Hinchman also 0-for-3, 2 strikeouts, as he hopes to fade the sombrero. 0-for-3, 2 strikeouts on his line. That was the third strikeout also by Junior Flores, the Giants reliever, as the first pitch to Hinchman is outside, ball one. And Hinchman, in his last at-bat, well, he hit one that I thought was going to put the Grizzlies within one, as it was hammered down the left field line. It must have been foul by maybe less than a dozen feet, as home plate umpire Larry Pettis signaled that it was foul, and Felix Tena, who was on third base, as this one's in there for a strike, one ball and a strike. Felix Tena was pointing fair. Please make it fair. And home plate umpire Larry Pettis said, no dice. That ball was foul. And Hinchman, later on at that at-bat, grounded out to short. At the time, that ended the inning. This one is in the dirt. And quick action by the catcher, Henchy, able to recover it. It's 2-1 now. Jason Hinchman ahead in the count, and a Hinchman home run here would put the Grizzlies right back within striking distance. They're trailing by 5 late in this ballgame. Bottom of the 8th inning, 2 down, facing a good arm. Junior Flores, he gets Hinchman to swing and miss at this one. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes now. Flores up to 42 pitches in his 2 innings of work, 1 2/3 innings of work. This one inside, and this one off the glove of the catcher. And staying at first, Tommy Hopfe. So Hopfe, I remember back in that ballgame on Monday, well, the stolen base, the first of his career at the time for Hopfe. Well, the pitch prior to that looked very similar to what we just saw. The ball skipped off the glove of the catcher. In this case, it's Henchy. And, well, Hopfe, not quite sure what to do with it. And now he takes off for second, but it's called strike 3. And Hinchman down and strikes for the 3rd out of the inning. We head to the top of the 9th. 10-5 our score here at Chukchansey Park in downtown Fresno. Grizzlies trail looking to come back. We head to the top of the 9th. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Fresno State Night returns to Chukchansey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Top of the 9th inning. Cannon Handy back out on the mound looking to keep this ballgame right where it is for the Grizzlies. They trail 10-5 against the San Jose Giants. Giants with 10 runs, 15 hits. No errors on their line. Grizzlies, on the other hand, 5 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for your Fresno Grizzlies. As Cannon Handy looks to face the 7, 8, and 9 hitters, Jacob Christian, Ty Hanchy, and Giancarlo Cio. As the first pitch to Christian is in there for a strike, no balls and one strike. Handy came on through 3 pitches in the top of the 8th inning and got the only man he faced in Jeremiah Jenkins to strike out, as Jacob Christian is now a strike away from being a strikeout victim. He fouls this one off, and it's no balls, 2 strikes. Top of the 9th inning here. 10-5 our score. As now Handy on 0-2 upstairs. And it's ball one. So these Grizzlies playing in front of an announced crowd of 2,204 on this what has turned into a very comfortable Wednesday evening, as a swing and a miss. Jacob Christian down on strikes, and that's the first out of the top of the 9th. And that brings up Ty Hanchy. Hanchy, left-handed batter, facing the left-handed arm. The next two batters are lefties, as Hanchy and Giancarlo Cio, as this one's grounded foul down the first base line, and the count is no balls and a strike. So Hanchy running that one about 80 of the 90 feet down the first base line before thinking, you know what, let's turn around, let's head back. As he retrieves the lumber, and he will step back in. And on 0-1, Ty Hanchy came in a 260 hitter. This at bat, 3 home runs, 25 driven in. As the 0-1 to him is fouled straight back, and the count is nothing and 2. So Hanchy has spent a good amount of time on this Giant squad. This is 48th game. As the 0-2 is poked into left field, and that's going to go a ways before it runs out of room and into foul territory. Jason Hinchman not able to make the play, as that one about 8 rows back, just in front of Fresno Social Club, and the count remains no balls, 2 strikes. So fans, again, a reminder, come out to the ballgame tomorrow night, Fresno State game, and Fresno State night, in fact, come out to all the rest of the ballgames. Rest of this week, these Grizzlies wrap up their 6-game set. 4 more games after this evening's contest, as the 0-2 pitch is taken outside for ball. It's 1-2. Tomorrow, ball game starts at 6:50, just as this evening's did. As Friday, we're a 7:05 start. This one misses outside for a ball. It's 2-2 now to the 8 hitter for this Giants club. So 6:50 tomorrow night, 7:05 on Friday, 6:50 on Saturday, and we wrap up the season right here at Chicchancy Park at 12:05 on Sunday, as this ball's fouled back into the screen. Hanchy putting up a fight, and we'll do it again. This next pitch will be the 7th of the at-bat. And the 13th for Cannon Handy. Here it comes, and this one's fouled off again. Cannon Handy having a little bit of trouble setting down the left-handed bat of Ty Hanchy. Hanchy fighting off a couple tough pitches. As now once again on 2-2. This one is just outside, as Perry held the glove there for an extra second to see if plate umpire Larry Pettis would bite. He does not, and the count moves full 3-2 with one out. Top of the 9th inning, here's the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball foul once again. So this has quickly turned into something of an at-bat for the left-handed hitting catcher, Ty Hanchy. Once again on 3-2, here's the pitch. Swinging a fly ball, this one set out to left field, relatively deep. Hinchman heading back on it in front of the track, now just in front of the track, making the catch. And there are 2 down. So Hanchy with a very professional-looking at-bat, a 10-pitch at-bat that resulted in a deep fly-out to left field. And It really is a hitter. That's the kind of at-bat that you can go back to the dugout even after being retired, and you can smile at yourself and say, you know what, that was a good one. Let's have more of those. You have at-bats like that, and you're going to end up getting on base more often than if you don't have at-bats like that, as this first pitch to Giancarlo Cio is in for a strike. Nothing and one. So if you're the Grizzlies, you need to limit at-bats like the one that we just saw by Angie. So you can't allow the eight-hole hitter to have an at-bat that productive, especially with nobody on base, as this one's in there for a strike, and now Giancarlo Cio deep in the hole, 0-2. And the 0-2 now from Handy, working quickly, swung on and fouled to the left side. And, well, Porta Subs prize balls on the left side of the field. There's going to be a lot of sub sandwiches given away if they keep fouling them off that way. As the count is 0-2, two down here, top of the ninth inning. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and that ends the inning. Last chance for the Grizzlies. We head to the bottom of the ninth. They've got some work to do. 10-5, Giants lead Fresno Grizzlies here at Chukchansey Park. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. New pitcher when we come back to the bottom of the ninth. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice, live from Fresno.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the ninth inning, last chance for the Grizzlies against a new arm for the San Jose Giants. The new arm is right-handed pitcher Cole Hillier. Hillier comes in. The 6'2", 205, 23-year-old. Well, he comes in with a record of 4-4, 3.79 earned run average, 29 games played in, 5 saves, but 9 save opportunities in 57 innings pitched. He's given up 55 runs as the first pitch to Caleb Hobson misses for a ball. It's 1-0. In those 57 runs, he has fanned 62 batters. He's also walked 32 as the 1-0 misses to Caleb Hobson. It's 2-0. From Cole Hillier. Picked up in free agency last year by these Giants. Out of Pasadena, California. The 2-0, swing and a miss. And it's 2-1. So Hobson trying to put all the runs back on that one swing, and his job here is to get on base, be a leadoff man. The position he's in right now is now 3-0. 3-1 to Hobson. As Hobson hoping to start the motor for these Fresno Grizzlies. Non-save opportunity for Hillier as this one swung on and missed, and the count moves full. So Hillier, signed as a non-drafted free agent last August, made 2 relief appearances in the Arizona Complex League last season, as this one is inside ball 4, and now Caleb Hobson with a leadoff walk. Hobson has reached base all but one of his at-bats. He's walked 3 times tonight's ball game. Also homered in the third, struck out in the fifth, And that brings up Aiden Longwell. Longwell, 1-for-2, also with 2 walks. As Longwell grounded out in the first, grounded into a double play in the first. A very interesting-looking double play as the first pitch to him is outside for a ball. It's 1 ball, no strikes. Longwell then singled in the third and walked in the fifth and the seventh. That puts us where we are now. Grizzlies trail 5. But hope to do something here in the bottom of the ninth. This one outside, ball 2. And it's a good hitter's count to a good hitter in Aiden Longwell. As Longwell, now on 2-0, we'll see what he can do. Here's the pitch, and it is downstairs, ball 3. And now, the new arm in Cole Hillier at risk of walking the first too many faces against this Grizzlies lineup. Bottom of the ninth, trailing by 5. But it's not over yet, as this one is right down the middle, and it's a 3-1 count. The Grizzlies' first baseman in Aiden Longwell. Longwell against Hillier, lefty on righty. Here's the pitch, just on the outside corner, and he tossed his bat aside and immediately apologizes to the ump. That was just on the outside corner. Apologized and called time. Said, hey, ump, no harm, no foul. Larry lets him back in, and the count is full, 3-2. No outs, runner on first is Caleb Hobson. As here's the pitch, outside ball 4, and indeed it is back-to-back walks to lead off the inning here for these Grizzlies. And that's going to draw a mound visit from the catcher, Ty Henche. So the Grizzlies, well, it's not over yet, as the first two men have reached here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Grizzlies trailing by 5, 10 runs, 15 hits, no errors on the visiting Giants line. 5 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for the hometown Grizzlies. Back in action tonight after having an off day yesterday. They played Monday, beat these Giants 5-1 in that Labor Day matchup. As the mound visit has come to a close. And Braylon Wimmer standing in. Wimmer earlier this evening extended his hit streak. Now sits at 11 games. As Braylon Wimmer, hit streak or not, would love to do something here as this first pitch is in there for a strike. No balls and 1 strike. Wimmer is 1-for-4. As the 0-1 pitch coming is grounded out towards short. Could be 2. Martin flips to Darby. Darby to Jenkins in time. And just like that, the Grizzlies are down to their final out. Scored 6-4-3. On the double play, and there are 2 down on the play. Hobson moves over to third, but it's going to be all for naught unless these Grizzlies can keep the carousel rolling. With Blake Wright strolling up to the plate. Wright, 1-for-4, singled way back in the first inning as the first pitch to him is in there for a strike. No balls and 1 strike. So Blake Wright singled, lined out to second, back in the third, then flew out in the fifth and the seventh, and now he swings and misses, and the Grizzlies are down to their final strike. So these Grizzlies, once again, back in action tomorrow night, 6:50, first pitch. Be sure to tune in or come out. Here's the pitch, outside for a ball, and Blake Wright stays alive, counts 1-2. Cole Hillier worked his way into a little bit of trouble to lead off this inning. Back-to-back walks to the speedsters, Caleb Hobson and Aiden Longwell. As this one is lifted in the air, high in the air to the right side, just past the infield, in on at the right fielder. Diaz makes the catch, and the ball game is over. Final score 10-5 in tonight's ball game. Giants top the Grizzlies, pull even in the series, 1 game apiece. 10 runs, 15 hits, no errors for the visiting Giants. 5 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for the hometown Grizzlies as they drop game 2 of this 6-game set. 10-5 here at Chukchansey Park. We'll be back with final lines, a couple scores from around the league, and postgame after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. We'll be back.
Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fresno State Night returns to Chukchansey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2 for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Back at Chukchansey Park in downtown Fresno, Grizzlies drop game 2 of the 6-game set against the rival San Jose Giants. 10-5 final score. A game that once again started off on the right foot for the Grizzlies, but they were not able to hold serve as the visiting Giants downed them, doubled up their score by a final line of 10-5. Final line for the Giants, 10 runs, 15 hits, no errors. They, in the ballgame, left 8 on base. On the home side, the Grizzlies' final line, 5 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They left 8 on base. The winning pitcher in this ball game goes to Villers. Ian Villers came in relief from Josh Bostic in the fifth inning. Villers takes home the win. Losing pitcher goes to McCade Brown. He drops to 0-2. Time of game, 2 hours and 47 minutes here from Chukchansey Park in a game that, you know, really could have been a little bit more back and forth than we would have envisioned it if the Grizzlies had scored a little bit more opportune moments. They did jump out to an early 1-0 lead. Again, the 12th game in the last 14 that the Grizzlies jumped out to the lead, but they were not able to hold that serve as the Giants proceeded to score 2 runs in the second and an additional 2 in the third before the Grizzlies did scrape one across in the bottom of the third inning. Giants once again bopped home 2 in the fourth inning, and then 2 runs came home on the play of the game by the player of the game, Tommy Hopfe. Hopfe, on the end of the game, by the end of the game, went 3 for 3, 2 singles and a home run. He also walked. That home run came in the fourth inning. That fourth inning home run coming after a Felix Tena walk led off the inning. And at that point, that moved it to a 6-4 lead for the Giants. However, the Giants tacked on 2 more in the sixth, and 2 more in the 7th, finally getting to that 10-run cushion that they achieved. Grizzlies able to try to scrape one back in the bottom of the 7th, but were not able to do anything after that 7th inning, dropping the final line 10-5 here at home in Game 2 of this 6-game set. So again, we look around the league just a little bit here, although the scores really do not matter as much for these Grizzlies. We'll still take you around the league. Modesto beating Stockton 4-3. That game's gone final in Modesto. The Lake Elsinore Storm over Inland 7-4 at Inland Empire. And the Visalia Rawhide beating the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes 5-1. Of course, Visalia hot in the playoff hunt against those Quakes. They are now ahead of the Quakes in the second half season standings. So, once again, thank you for tuning in this evening for Grizzlies Baseball live from Chukchansey Park. We'll be back tomorrow at 6:50. And again, fans, tomorrow is Fresno State Night. Be sure to come out and show your claws and paws as we see your former Bulldog, Tommy Hopfe, back in action. And we will hope that he's able to do more of what he did today. Tommy Hopfe, the player of the game for the Grizzlies, going 3 for 3 with a walk and his first career home run as a Grizzly here at Chukchansey Park. Final line, 10-5, our score. Grizzlies drop game 2. We'll be back tomorrow from Chukchansey Park. Same time, same place. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. You've been listening to Grizzlies Baseball.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Fresno State Night returns to Chukchansey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2 for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.